Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend version of our weekday podcast, but this is a radio program. That means you can listen to it in real time. 877-726-8255 is our number. The subject is intelligent medicine. That means anything that relates to high-tech medical developments as well as natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend. And we got lots to share with you today, and we would like you to participate. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. You can call 877-726-8255 and join in on the conversation. Questions and comments alike are welcome, and there's lots going on the health front this weekend. We're going to talk about a study that suggests that vitamin D may play a role in preventing diabetes. Yeah, there's always something new on vitamin D. Also, it's Super Bowl weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about the controversy over head injuries in the NFL and in professional and amateur sports, and particularly as it pertains to kids. If you had a kid, some of you do have youngsters, grandchildren or children, who are just about that age. And the question is, would you want them to play tackle football? That's something that's being worked out as a controversy right here in New York as the legislature prepares to advance a bill to ban tackle football for under 13s. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's talk a little bit about long COVID, because all through the pandemic, I wasn't particularly concerned about dying or being hospitalized from COVID. But one of the dread prospects was developing even a relatively mild case of COVID and then going on to develop the debilitating symptoms of long COVID. And it's been estimated that anywhere from 10 or 15% of people, upwards to, in some studies, 40% of people develop a form of long COVID. And this is being raised as a specter that should prompt people to take the vaccine, because it is claimed. And I just checked, you know, all the usual sources. I Googled this on the Bloomberg website, and what they said is essentially the party line is, you know, one important reason to take the vaccine is to avert long COVID. Even if you're not afraid of, you know, dying, if you think you're going to weather it, if you don't think you're going to be hospitalized, yeah, I can take it, but I, you know, don't want to get long COVID. And this is characterized by dizziness, lightheadedness, something called POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which, by the way, can also be caused by the vaccine in some cases. It's hard to distinguish between the effects of COVID and the aftermaths of the vaccines. And your general debilitation, heart problems, blood clots, neurological problems, accelerated risk of dementia, and the cardinal symptom is debilitating fatigue. So you don't want to get long COVID. And so actually New York City is ending the COVID vaccine mandate for its employees. That's a good sign. But then there was a hue and cry about, yeah, well, what about all the people who got fired? What about bringing them back? They lost pay. They lost seniority. Now they're locked out. Well, they're actually beginning to bring back some New York City detectives, much needed on the NYC police force. And so there's some cracks in that particular facade that we're making people get the vaccine. Otherwise, they're going to get fired. But then again, there's the specter of, well, take the vaccine because you want to avert long COVID. According to a study, and this is a definitive study, it's in Nature, which is the world's leading scientific and medical journal. Headline, long COVID risk falls only slightly after vaccination. Huge study shows. Results suggest that vaccines offer less protection against lingering symptoms than expected. They say here the vaccination against SARS-CoV-2 lowers the risk of long COVID after infection by only 15%, according to a study of more than 13 million people. That is the largest group that has yet been used to examine how much vaccines protect against long COVID. So here, part of the problem is that there's a certain randomness, it appears, to long COVID. Like when it comes to getting hospitalized or dying from COVID, there are certain distinct risk factors, so-called comorbidities, and age, and whether you have a certain medical condition, whether you are obese, diabetic, hypertensive, etc. These are some of the things that predict susceptibility to severe COVID. You know, otherwise you can get it, but you're likely to weather it. You know, a few days of misery and then you're fine. But with long COVID, it has been said that there's a randomness to it, that even relatively healthy individuals can get it. And in spite of, you know, exercise and healthy diet, they seem to succumb to this very, very chronic problem. So this is just out, came out this week. Following healthy lifestyle may reduce the risk of long COVID. So what they're saying here is, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, it's estimated that 8 to 23 million Americans suffer from long COVID. And that's a controversial assertion, too, because there's a lot of people who feel draggy, and it may or may not be related to having had COVID. And, yeah, they may take a step backward after COVID, because COVID can sideline you for a while. But studies have actually shown, and I'm not denying the importance of this problem, and I've seen patients with devastating symptoms of long COVID. It's actually been shown that people who recover from the flu have just about the same likelihood of, quote, long COVID symptoms as people with long COVID. That viral infections do produce a post-viral aftermath that usually abates after a period of time. And not in all cases. But what they're saying here is that, according to estimates, and you could see the wide range here, 8 to 23 million Americans suffer from long COVID. Okay. That's defined as having COVID-19 symptoms 4 weeks or more after initial SARS-CoV-2 infection. Okay, 4 weeks, that's not much time to recover. Maybe after 12 months, they're entirely back to baseline. So what they found is that they looked at lifestyle factors, and those with five or six healthy lifestyle factors had a 49% lower risk of long COVID. Among the six lifestyle factors, maintaining a healthy body weight and getting adequate sleep, which they define as 7 to 9 hours daily, were the ones most strongly associated with lower risk of long COVID. Okay, so you maybe not hitting all the things. I mean, probably exercise, healthy diet, But healthy body weight, getting adequate sleep. And I'll bet that some of these individuals who claim to be super healthy and came down with long COVID, they may have been highly stressed. They may have been overtraining. I've talked to some individuals who say, you know, I was doing marathons and then I got COVID and I haven't been the same since. Well, maybe, just maybe, that demanding training regimen put them in the red zone in terms of their immune competence. It's been shown that high amounts, excessive amounts of exercise can be immunosuppressive. All right, so they found that all in all, those with a healthier pre-infection lifestyle had a 30% lower risk of having symptoms that interfered with their daily life. That is concerning because in the U.S., 70% of the population do not have a healthy body weight, and 30% do not sleep enough. So at least in part, this may explain what's happening with long COVID. And if you want, you know, more information about, you know, what to do to support your immune system, we've got a free special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu and then click on Immunity Reset. There's tons of free resources there to help you support your resilience in the face of COVID, which is, you know, let's face it, going to be around for a while and not completely vanquished by vaccines and antiviral medications. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Wall Street Podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's the biggest factor hovering over the American economy? It's foreign policy. Between Chinese surveillance and Russian aggression, these geopolitical concerns are huge risks to our financial markets. How should you react? The Watchdog on Wall Street explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street Podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We want you to become a part of the program as Mary in New Jersey is about to become. Welcome, Mary. How you doing?
Okay, hanging in. A little nervous, so thank you for taking my call. Thanks for being there, as always. 74-year-old woman. I do see a rheumatologist because of arthritis, and this is happened to be a new rheumatologist. She did blood work, and, of course, the always something. It came back, and what it's saying is, well, I actually had an ANA, anti-nuclear antibody, which then she did this other test, which now says that my scleroderma
antibodies, yeah, SCLAB, that's the way it's abbreviated. Yeah,
you got it. And my value right now is 47 versus, the normal is 0 to 40. But obviously I'm positive. So
in other words, she's given you a diagnosis of scleroderma now to explain your aches and pains. Okay, so do you have Raynaud's syndrome? Do your hands get really, really cold in the, moderate temperatures?
It's not extreme. It's, of course, it's winter. And, when you're walking, which I do walk every morning, they get cold.
So it's an ordinary cold.
I don't think it's extreme, and I don't have,
you don't have, like, tightening of the fingers or, like, erosion of the fingertips inability to open your mouth because of the tightening of the skin around the mouth. Here's the deal about scleroderma. It seems like there's two subtypes of scleroderma. There's scleroderma, which is mild and chronic, and, you can happily go to your grave at, 102 with it. And you do have some signs that you have traces of the antibodies that indicate scleroderma. And then there's scleroderma, which is a rampant, devastating disease. And if you look up scleroderma, you're going to see all that information about how devastating it can be. And it's like having, the best house in a poor neighborhood. It's like your real estate values are going to decline precipitously. And the situation with you is that you have, some signs of autoimmunity, but it is unlikely that you're going to go down that rabbit hole towards, you know, very, very severe disease. Did your rheumatologist prescribe anything?
She has, because of, you know, and I do have some swelling and aches and pains in the hands only.
Yeah. What'd she give you?
For when you have COVID.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, that was going to make that point, is that that's what's interesting about scleroderma is, and sometimes certain forms of lupus, is that hydroxychloroquine is the medicine of choice. And it's actually an anti-malarial drug, but it is really helpful for kind of keeping the immune system at bay. And that may be why it's helpful in COVID. And so it's a benign medication. You can take it forever. You know, you have to get checkups from time to time to make sure everything's going all right. But it's something that should help. And the other thing that can help, I would recommend that you, you know, read up on the autoimmune paleo diet, that you take ample amounts of vitamin D, because vitamin D seems to tamp down autoimmunity, and make sure you consume lots and lots of fish oil, because high doses of fish oil are anti-inflammatory. You may want to take something like curcumin or boswellin as well. But these are some of the things that will help. But I would reassure you that this is not such a big whoop, and you can coexist with us and do just fine. So thanks for your call. And while we're talking about, you know, fish oil and omega-3, there's my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients. That company offers a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, which include an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, which is a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. Could be good for our caller. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme, for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients, and therapeutic doses. I take them, and I use them in my practice, prescribe them to my patients. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Okay, when we return, we're going to take a look. This being Super Bowl weekend, it's appropriate that we take a look at CTE, which stands for, so this is a mouthful, get ready, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrols chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrols.com. That's flavonatrols.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It is Super Bowl weekend, and there's a big, big to-do about it. But there's also a to-do, a renewed interest in a phenomenon called CTE. Super Bowl merely puts the spotlight on this issue. It's not a new issue. There was a movie back in 2015, if you remember. It starred Will Smith and Alec Baldwin, and it was about a courageous researcher who was attempting to demonstrate that CTE, i.e. brain damage, progressive decline in mental function, and a form of pathology that is unique. It's this sort of tangled up brain tissue occurs in CTE. That this researcher was then repudiated and sidelined, and the controversy persists today. In fact, there is on the dockets here in New York State, there is a bill being sponsored which will ban tackle football for under 13s in New York State. And this is a controversial issue. It's kind of like a global warming. You know, it's like the science on one side and the science on the other side. And there's a new article that reputedly strengthens evidence that repetitive head impacts can cause CTE. Now, there's pushback against this because, you know, some people say, well, this is just a bunch of snowflakes out there. It's an assault on masculinity because boys will be boys, and in some cases girls will be girls. And girls don't necessarily play tackle football usually, but they also head the ball in soccer, and they play tough games where there's the potential for head injury. So what they say here in this article, during the past 17 years, there's been a remarkable increase in scientific research concerning CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And some sports organizations like the NHL, National Hockey League, and World Rugby still claim their sports do not cause CTE. A new review of the evidence by the world's leading CTE expert strengthens the case that repetitive head impact is the chief risk factor for the condition. So it's not just one concussion or one head hit, even like without a concussion. Getting hit on the head again and again and again kind of makes sense, is that it may cause some degree of inflammation in the brain. It doesn't have to cause bleeding in the brain. You don't have to have a subdural hematoma to experience this, or even a concussion. It's just repetitive, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hits. And concussions can occur without helmet-to-helmet contact. They're acceleration-deceleration injuries. And I'm a big fan of football, and I'd hate to see, you know, football emasculated, you know, because, like, part of football is you get out there and you take the hits. And that's why, you know, it's kind of a gladiator sport. Not my cup of tea, because I'm not built for football, and I'm not sure I'd have a young family member embark on a tackle football career. Or, you know, NHL, too, because the pucks come at you and the fights happen and the collisions occur all the time. You go right in the boards, and that's, you know, going to cause head injury even if your head doesn't hit the glass. So they now have 600 confirmed cases, you know, based on postmortems, because you can diagnose it to some extent with a CT scan or an MRI. But you really need a postmortem diagnosis with the brain. Look at the brain, slice and dice it, look at it under the microscope. And they say that of 600 cases that they've seen, 97% have confirmed exposure to repetitive head impact. In other words, it doesn't happen spontaneously. It is very closely associated with head impact. Now, here's what I have to say is I think that these sports should continue. And I think, you know, parents can make a decision about whether they want to have their child be involved in these kinds of things. Sometimes you don't have a lot of sway because kids are headstrong. That's not a pun. So there is, however, a known risk factor for CTE, and that is a gene called the APOE gene. It's a gene that's also associated with a higher risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease in older adults. And it even can cause Alzheimer's disease to occur prematurely in the 40s and 50s. And I personally think that if you're going to make a decision about whether your child is going to be involved in this kind of sport, whether it's in, you know, junior high school, college, or on a professional level, get tested for that gene, because that gene is a pretty potent risk factor for CTE. And that may be the reason why some people have tremendous number of head injuries, and they're fine. Joe Namath, who's taken a lot of hits, he sounds a little, you know, he's drawling a little bit. He sounds a little loopy sometimes, but he's got it together. And he's an example of someone who is very resilient to concussions and head injuries. But other individuals may have risk factors, you know, some as yet unidentified, which put them at high risk for CTE. So we need to advance the science. It's not a binary decision like ban tackle football or let her rip. You know, everyone should do it. You know, don't be a pansy. We really need to apply science and discernment to this issue, which is real. It's real. There's no question. 877-726-8255. In just a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a very, very remarkable individual whose exploits, I think, will really, really impress you. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey,
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's Karen Laus, communication expert and confidence cultivator.
And, of course, apologizing unnecessarily is a huge one. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, saying, excuse me, or thank you for understanding. I was in the grocery store the other day, and three women, including myself, were in an aisle together. None of us bumped into each other, but people were saying, I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, what are you sorry for? I'm sorry that I entered this aisle that you were in. That's how it comes across. So those are a few of them.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'm very impressed with the accomplishments of today's guest, and I think you'll be too. Lisa Bentley was a math and computer science teacher for 7 years before making the shift to pursue a full-time career in sport in 1999. Ultimately, Lisa raced for 20 years as a professional triathlete, something that I am, but I cannot hold a candle to her accomplishments. She won 11 Ironman and 16 half Ironman races. Now, here's the catch. I mean, a lot of people are doing this these days. I mean, we're talking about the 99.9th percentile of fitness, but a lot of people are up there. It's like, you know, hundreds of people climb Mount Everest these days. But the catch is that she has cystic fibrosis, which is an often fatal disease that limits life expectancy and diminishes lung function. And yet she became one of Canada's best triathletes and was ranked top five in the world for over a decade. She had several top five finishes at the Ironman World Championships in Hawaii. And now she's a speaker and author of an inspirational book, An Unlikely Champion, as well as television commentator and coach. Lisa, welcome. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I get a few tears in my eyes when I hear some of that stuff because I think I don't take it for granted, but sometimes just hearing it out loud makes me really think, well, I'm really quite grateful for the journey that I've had.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, cystic fibrosis, very, very serious illness. And you're probably diagnosed as a child, and you were probably informed, you know, gradually that this would limit your life expectancy and that you might be spending a lot of time in and out of a hospital, right?
Well, ironically, I wasn't diagnosed as a child. It's recently now that you're getting genetically tested and tested as in your infancy. I wasn't diagnosed until I was 20. And so I guess that's part of the gratitude is that I wasn't protected too much as I grew up. But I was, you know, always a sick child and always on antibiotics and no one really knew why. I was an allergic child. The doctors wanted my family to move to Arizona somewhere where I wouldn't be so allergic. But it was everything was written off as allergies, even though as a child I'd be quite sick and coughing up blood and different things. But it wasn't until I was 20. My sister got diagnosed, and then, of course, they did the genetic testing for the whole family. And we were all three out of four children were diagnosed with CF. At this stage, I was going to university, so pretty indestructible, and thought, hell, fantastic. Now I'm actually going to get the medicine that works and won't be sick anymore. So I was actually pretty relieved to find out what had been going on. But yeah, there was a lot of fear around it for sure, especially as I got older. And I would say that I got a bit sicker as I got older. And I don't think it has to do with age. I guess it's just as the lungs get a bit more almost damaged.
Yeah, I mean, it's a progressive infection of the lungs because the resistance is really low, which speaks all the more for your endurance, because the lungs are sort of a crucial limiting factor. And so what, tell us what an Ironman is. Remind our listeners what the distances are.
An Ironman is a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and then a marathon, a 26.2-mile run. So it takes.
So the marathon is just the dessert. The dessert, right?
Well, absolutely, it is the icing on the cake, the thing everyone looks forward to. So it takes me around nine. It used to take me around 9 hours to do an Ironman. The very best men were around 8 hours. So a typical day at the office is the way I look at it.
Wow. So, you know, this being a nutrition program, you know, I want to hear a little bit about your performance secrets, because I'm taking, you know, all kinds of different things to enhance my meager performance, you know. So what were some of the things, and what are some of the things that you now advocate? I know that you're a big fan of cocoa flavanols, which actually have some science behind it. Perhaps you can share that.
Absolutely. I've always looked at my performance as being something that I wanted to take control of. I wanted to put myself in the best position as a professional athlete to do my best and to win. And so that was taking care of nutrition. So for me, I try to eat as much whole foods as possible. So beans, rice. I do eat fish. I don't eat meat anymore. But a lot of fruit and vegetables and food in its purest form is basically the way I tend to gravitate, for sure. And you know, certainly while I was racing, there was a lot of ingestion of power bar products, so quick nutrition, since I had to fuel my
race. Because you need that, I mean, ordinarily, for somebody who's like walking the dog to the mailbox, you don't need a, you know, Gatorade or a power bar. But for long distance,
not.
For sure,
For long distance, and one thing that I've given up completely is actually drinking electrolyte drinks, since that led to a few tooth pulls and crowns and all that kind of carry on. So you know, nowadays, I mean, fortunately, I met the team from Flava, and I mean, I love chocolate, of course. So then I hear that, oh, hey, chocolate can be good for you, and chocolate in this form is really good for you. And I don't like sweet per se. So for me to have something like Flavamix, which is the main product that I love, it says right there on the package, this is not sweetened, add sugar,
right,
et cetera, whatever.
Yeah, it comes in like a big vat, and it's like just cocoa powder, pure cocoa powder. And, that's what I use. I actually add it to my, you know, when I reheat my coffee, I'll throw in a scoop of that and mix it in. And, you know, maybe throw in a little stevia just to give it a little, you know, without adding sugar. To give it, take the edge off it a little bit.
Yeah, and I just have it in its purest form, actually, and I just love that. It just kind of gives me that extra little bit of, like, the feeling of having chocolate without having chocolate after a meal. So I probably have about between 3 to 5 servings a day, to be honest.
Wow.
And, again, at first, when I read about it, it was in a product that would help. It was healthy, you know, for your heart, for your cognitive ability, et cetera. And this is several years ago, before now massive research has come out that it is better for you than you can even imagine. But I look at it as we have one body and this is our home for the rest of our life. And I don't want to be the person that gets diagnosed with something and then makes the change in their life. I just want to be as healthy as I possibly can. And that doesn't mean you don't have chocolate ice cream, you don't have this or that. It just means that for the majority of my intake of food, it comes from whole sources. And then it seems to me like a cheat to have this cocoa every day, but it's not. It's actually good for me.
There's actually some interesting information about how it may support nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is, you know, what enhances circulation and may even be good for the lungs, for lung function. That is actually one of the things that gets compromised in CF, in cystic fibrosis.
Yes. Yes. And that's, you know, all those things in combination are what I want to keep me as healthy as possible. Certainly, I have to be on a variety of drugs for CF. And so I feel like that's sort of almost like my packaged food. You know, that's the stuff no one wants to take antibiotics or have to be taking, things like that. So those are the things I have to do. And so everything else that comes into my body, I want it to be as healthy as possible to offset any side effects that there might be of any of the drugs that I take. So that when they test my liver function to make sure it's responding well to the different antibiotics, it's fine because I'm putting so many good pure foods into my body all the time.
So let's mention that, by the way, February is Heart Health Month, and so, of course, there's no better time to focus on heart-healthy habits, which include eating more flavanol-rich dark chocolate. So you don't have to be a triathlete to enjoy this because there are distinct cardiovascular benefits, there are brain benefits. So just go to flavanaturals.com, F-L-A-V-A, flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. And it also makes a great Valentine's Day gift. Mm-hmm. So your book, An Unlikely Champion, kind of details your bio and the way that you've coped with your, we'll call it a handicap because it doesn't seem to be handicapped you that much. Like all of us, we all have an Achilles heel, and I think it's an inspiring story.
Thank you. Yes, and, there's so many things I learned through sports, strategies and tactics, which are transferable to everything, business, life, whether you want to be a CEO or a great parent. It's the same tactics that I used in sport to get me to the finish line. And I never, it just was second nature to me when I was racing. But then when I stepped away from racing, I'm realizing that these are the same skills I'm using to build my post-racing career. And that's what I wrote about in the book via my stories, which involved sport, but that people can say, oh, yeah, that's how it feels when I'm at the office and I have these sales
right.
targets. And
These skills are very transferable. It's sort of resilience, focus, determination, mm-hmm. the ability to mm-hmm. complete what may seem a daunting task. And also, there's certainly brain benefits as well of exercise. Mm-hmm. For mood, but also for fending off dementia. So you certainly exemplify that. Once again, let's mention that you can find out about, and your preferred form of this is the Flavamix Performance Cocoa Powder, but there are other forms. There's also drinks. They have a little bit of added sugar and bars, which taste delicious. But if you're really concerned about sugar, just get the Flavamix Performance Cocoa Powder, which comes in a big vat. It's like it's kind of like you open it up and it looks like there's dirt in there, but you scoop it out. And right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I even put it in a little Ziploc bag and bring it with me. I was just on a big speaking trip where I was 7 days and I did 3 talks in 4 different places, and I've got my little Ziploc full of it. It's
yeah,
like my
throw it in your coffee, add it to a smoothie. There's some ways that you can. Yeah, that's the way I use it too. Hey, really great talking to you. That's Lisa Bentley, the author of An Unlikely Champion. And you can go to flavanaturals.com to find the products. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanaturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavanaturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at Senior Care Consult.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SR, breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Super Bowl 57 in the books, and it's the Chiefs on top of the football world again, 38-35 over the Eagles with the last second field goal. Kansas City was down 24-14 at the half. They scored on every possession coming out of the locker room, and with the score tied at 35-all, Eagles out of timeouts, and the seconds ticking off the clock, a limping Patrick Mahomes managed his clock and led his team down on their final drive to set up a Harrison Butker 27-yard field goal for the game winner. Post-game, the league MVP and the Super Bowl MVP celebrated his second bowl win in 4 years.
I told y'all before the season, we got Coach Andy Reid. We got guys like Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Frank Clark. We're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. At the end of the day, we're going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're gonna celebrate this right here, baby.
That clip courtesy of Fox Sports. For Andy Reid, it's his second Lombardi Trophy in his career as a head coach, and he joins an elite list of just 14 coaches with multiple Super Bowl wins. Also, another downed object, this one an F-22 shooting down the unidentified object over Lake Huron. It's been a week of unprecedented incursions over the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Prime Minister, that is Justin Trudeau, tells the CTV he consulted with President Biden before he gave the order.
NORAD confirmed that an unidentified object entered unlawfully Canadian airspace. It represented a reasonable threat to civilian aircraft. So I give the order to take it down.
Officials are carefully working to determine whether China was responsible. Meanwhile, U.S. Navy and Marine Corps holding drills in the South China Sea. The 7th Fleet, including USS Nimitz Aircraft Carrier Strike Group and the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit, conducting integrated expeditionary strike force operations. More news at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
New rules on lobster trapping could be on the way.
The rules about the minimum and maximum sizes of lobsters that can be trapped off New England could soon become stricter, potentially bringing big changes to one of the most valuable seafood industries in the country. Fishers are required to measure lobsters from eyes to tail and must throw back the crustaceans if they're too large or too small. The regulatory Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is considering changing the standards by a fraction of an inch in some of the fishing grounds. John Scott reporting.
Kentucky has seen its first infant dropped off at one of its baby box safe surrender locations. Safe Haven Baby Box's founder and CEO Monica Kelce says the child was dropped off at the Bowling Green Fire Department location. She adds that the fire department staff was able to tend to the child in less than 90 seconds. You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. Labor woes continue south of the border.
It has been nearly 2 years since the United States began pressing Mexico over labor rights violations by using rapid dispute resolution methods contained in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. President Biden brags that, for the first time, someone is challenging Mexico's anti-democratic old guard unions that have kept wages painfully low for decades. But workers and union organizers say it's hard to build a real union movement overnight, and that employers and old union bosses continue to resist change. Jason Walker reporting.
The coolest thing on social media these days appears to be people plunging into frigid water, touting benefits including more energy, weight loss, and reduced inflammation. But doctors point out it can be dangerous for people with heart trouble. More at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
We appreciate you tuning in. Today, we have an excellent, excellent program for you here with my friends in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg. They are the owners and operators of an amazing company called Bath Wizard. You're going to want to write this down, Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914, or you can go online. It's a really great website, bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. So happy that you're here, and we're getting our photos taken today in the studio, and this is pretty fun. So so tell us about your company, Bath Wizard, because you're specialists in a really important part of the remodeling industry.
Yeah, Bath Wizard specializes in what's the industry refers to as wet area remodeling. That's typically staying with the tub and shower and walk-in tubs. And we also call that phase one of a phase two and sometimes three. A full bathroom remodel is broken out in phases. Phase one is the most expensive part. That's the tub and shower area typically.
Okay. So what are phase – now, okay, so – all right, I bit.
Okay.
What is phase two, and then what's phase three?
Well, typically what we say in the remodeling industry is Thanksgiving company – no, Christmas company, Thanksgiving turkey, and your contractors, all three things you want out of your house after 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I got
– So right. People that break it down into phases, phase one, they do the wet area – the tub or the shower. Phase two, they do the toilet and the vanity. Phase three is the flooring and the paint, typically.
Okay. All right. And then does lighting come into play in any of that?
Right along with the painting.
Okay.
But anyway, essentially either breaking it down into two or three digestible bite-sized pieces.
Yeah. All right. Well, no, that makes total sense. And I'll tell you, you know, when I'm constantly working with seniors and their caregivers, and I hear all the time, we can no longer stay independent at home. because, you know, we have an issue with the bathroom. It's too small. The door's too narrow. We can't get in and out of the bathtub anymore. And every time that I run into that, I'm going to hand them your card and your brochure because you can fix that.
Yeah, that what you're referring to is the most popular remodeling trend out there right now, and that's tub to shower conversions is what that's typically called. People as they age, I had a lady tell me years ago, she said, Chris, my bathtub's only 15 inches tall, but at my age, it might as well be the Great Wall of China.
Oh, my.
It's right. Hard to get over.
That's right. That's right. And I've had some people complain about like a little 4-inch mm-hmm. kind of lip around a shower. And again, if you have issues with, you know, raising your leg, that may as well be 2 feet. I mean, so that zero entry. So do you do a lot of zero entry?
Zero entry is typically for full handicap people.
Okay.
So we would, for people that are just aging naturally, okay. That's typically what we call a low threshold.
That, okay.
That way they can keep the water in the bathroom without specialized remodeling.
Yep. And for most folks, I think if it's a low threshold, it's very workable. It's very workable. But sometimes you do need that zero entry where you can roll someone in a shower chair and take care of them. That could save them $5,000 or $6,000, $10,000 to $12,000 a month having to move into a senior care community.
Yeah, 2 months stay in a nursing home will buy about any bathroom remodeling project you want to buy. Two or 3 months and
see, and I have a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I want to spend that on my house. Well, why wouldn't you invest that in your house? And then guess what? First of all, you're able to stay independent in your home, remain independent in your own home. And according to the AARP, 90% of those surveyed say, I want to stay at home. Well, this could take care of that right there. And then the other thing is, guess what? You just invested in your house, and now your house has more valuable. It's easier to sell because you have this beautiful, very functional bathroom.
Well, next to the bedroom where you sleep every night, the bathroom is where you spend more time than any room typically in the entire house.
Yep.
So,
especially if you're my daughter, it takes about an hour, right, to do, you know, the makeup and comb the hair, you know, all that stuff.
And I think when you're making modifications and changes, it's a little bit daunting to the people who live there. But for us, it's what we see every day.
Yeah.
Our folks, our consultants in the field, this is what they do for a living. So knowing where to place a grab bar, is it going to be vertical? Is it going to be horizontal? Or is it going to be on an angle?
Mm-hmm.
And the angle has to be in the right direction. So it makes sense knowing how long the hose is on the handheld shower or where to place a seat or what is the right type of seat. So sometimes people, they get some, as they're starting to think about making some changes, they have some ideas. And we have to have some good bedside manners when we're listing those ideas because not all ideas are good ideas. So we like to walk through the pros and cons of what the customer is looking for. But look at that horizon. If this is where they want to be for the next 5 or 10 or 15 years, let's look at all the changes so this is a one-time project.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, and you can do it all at once. Or like Chris said, you can do this in bite-sized pieces. You know, you can knock out this part and then stage two and then stage three and have that taken care of. And so you've invested in your home. You can stay home longer. You avoid the, you know, like I said, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $12,000 a month cost that it would take to move into a senior care community. And by the way, you're going to get your money back out of it because now your house is worth more and it's probably a little easier to sell with that remodeled bath in that high function area.
So the latest article I read, I believe it's 102% return on investment.
Oh, wow.
With a system like what Bath Wizard typically sells. Mm-hmm. That's according to Remodeling Magazine and I think the National Board of Realtors. Was a part of that too. So
102%. So ask any financial advisor about, you know, what's a good return? Oh, 102%. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, the New York Times has it pegged at least 59%, I believe, and Remodeling Magazine, just any bathroom remodel pegs it at like 69% return on investment. And then, of course, if you use the products like what we described, they rate it all up to 102%.
Yeah. Yeah, that is amazing. And speaking of products, I understand that you have a new showroom that you'll be opening here real soon, or is it already open?
That's right. So we are probably 3 to 5 weeks away from that opening up.
Okay.
Right here in the Kansas City area, okay. Off of I-35 and 79th Street.
Mm-hmm.
We're renovating a space right now that we just took over. We're going through all the wonderful construction phases, so we're getting to make sure all the dust is out so we can start building what we do, building multiple bathrooms so people can see different systems,
oh, okay.
Different colors, different styles.
But nice.
Most importantly, the ability to come out and touch and feel it,
mm-hmm.
because everyone wants to know, what does this product feel like, and even see a demonstration. Show me how easy it is to clean. We can do that right in person.
That is so it's going to be kind of like a like when you go into a furniture store, they have like different living rooms set up or different bedrooms, kind of a similar idea, but you have multiple bathrooms arrangement set up.
Yeah, it'll be like that and even more. We do a lot of custom work, semi-custom. Bath Wizard makes all their own products, and in fact, we're actually going to have kind of a Build-A-Bear concept if you've been to the mall.
Oh.
Where you can actually watch some of the products being made right in front of you.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be on one side of the showroom.
That's awesome.
And then the other, we'll have many different showers and tubs on display as well, like you described.
And then you mentioned that some of the items will be cut in half so you can kind of see a cross-section.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the materials that they're made out of, what we do to reinforce them. Versus competitors' lack of reinforcement. So
are they going to be cut in half too?
You'll be able to compare and contrast competitors, store-bought, and then, of course, the Bath Wizard system.
Okay, so I love that. So anytime you can watch something being built and you take the raw materials and turn that into a customized product made right here in America, you can compare that to other, quote unquote, competitor products. You can see cross section. You can clearly touch and see the difference. That is amazing. This is Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. We're online at bath-wizard.com. And I'll have more with Chris and James coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most bathroom remodeling companies use the exact same products you could buy from the big box stores. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great, but if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists, which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit DrChristianConti.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Most bathroom remodeling companies use the exact same products that you could buy from the big box stores. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And James, that kind of surprises me a little bit because, you know, when you work with the remodeler, you kind of feel like they're selling you something that they have kind of special access to or something, or that's the impression that you might get. I had no idea. It's many times, or maybe most of the time, it's the same thing I could just go out and buy off the shelf somewhere at a local retail store.
Steve, that's right. And for the customer who's thinking about having a bathroom project completed, when they're interviewing different companies, it is important what materials they're using. And so when you find out that maybe those products are being bought at a big box store, you have to understand what is at the big box store. That's where probably 90, 95% of everyone's access is the big box stores. So when you go down there, you're going to look at some of those products, and they do appear cheap on the shelves.
Yeah.
But we have to understand, why is it cheap? Mm-hmm. It's cheap because ultimately, let's switch hats here. If you've got a portfolio and you're investing in blue chip companies, you like when your stock is doing a good job. And the only reason it does a good job is that it's making money.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a big box store operator, how do you make money? You know, you've got people who are coming in who are attracted to low prices, but something's got to give. How do they keep the price low on some of the items in the aisle? Well, we know the answer because sometimes it's different types of math. We can measure the thickness of the product, and
mm-hmm.
my goodness, the products are getting very thin that are being offered in the big box stores.
Yeah.
They're rarely flimsy. They don't perform very well, and we kind of call that planned obsolescence.
Okay.
It has it's something that you could do, but it's not going to last a long time. And when you interview people who've gone that route, that's where you start hearing a little bit of buyer's remorse, that if they were to do it again, they wouldn't do it that way because they find that they're doing it again in the future, future.
You know, so, I mean, if you have a cheap product, this is just simple math. It's cheap because the product is cheap. I mean, I don't know. There's just no two ways around that. And so this just makes me think of this planned obsolescence and kind of cheap versus, you know, you get what you pay for. And I'll just use a grill analogy. I was notoriously going out and buying the $200 grill that looked really nice, and it fired up, and, you know, you had the burners going, and it sear marks, and it was great for about a year, maybe two at the most. And then pretty soon I'm seeing, oh, man, these burners are starting to blow out, you know, way too much flame. So the burners were failing. The bottom of the grill was actually rusting through. And the whole thing literally fell apart. I got 2 years out of that grill. So I got tired of that cycle, and I bought a $700 grill with a 5- and 10-year warranty on all the parts. And I've had that thing for a really long time. And so it's a get what you pay for kind of a situation.
So, yes, planned obsolescence, and that's a perfect example. The cheap grill has a planned obsolescence of about 2 years.
That's it.
That makes her a returning customer. That is what's become the norm for the big box stores. We won't name them by name, but we know who they are. Their actual business model is planned obsolescence. Your product lasts 5 or 10 years. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
And that makes our phone ring off the hook. Fiberglass units from the big box stores and poor tile jobs have made Bath Wizard's phone just ring off the hook.
Oh, wow.
Black mold.
Oh, boy.
Water in the basement.
Cracks.
Ceiling falling down.
Or someone saying, I think it's going to crack because it's creaking.
Oh, no.
That would drive me nuts.
Oh, no. Yeah. 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 So all of these, you know, cheap products and this planned obsolescence has given you an opportunity to come in and show customers how it can be done properly and last much, much longer than the first time that they went with the cheap bid and the cheap products.
And another thing that a lot of customers don't know, if they're a do-it-yourselfer, they can go to the store, but a lot of times they don't know what they don't know yet.
Yeah.
And so they might pick something up and say, that looked kind of nice. And they bring it home and they start doing the demolition themselves, and there's more dust going on than they thought there was going to be. And they didn't think of the things we use, like we use dust control solutions to make sure we mitigate that. But then they start digging into their project and they realize it's not the right size. If it's your first time, or if you've only done less than 5 bathrooms in your life as a do-it-yourselfer, you got to really stop and think, is this the right move or should I just hire a professional?
Well, and so then that takes me to my next thought is, you know, there may be a lot of companies out there that can throw in a bathroom with some of these cheap products, but a lot of times that's kind of a sideline or maybe one of the 10 things that they do. And Bath Wizard, this is all you do. This is your specialization.
Yeah, from the day we started Bath Wizard, we wanted to be a specialist rather than what we refer to as a general practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
All of our staff members, you know, we make mistakes, but when you do as many as we do, you make less mistakes and you don't make as major of mistakes, and you've got controls in place to – sometimes our customers don't even know we made a mistake. That's how specialized Bath Wizard has become. And we've got a saying around the office that we don't like to bump our knee twice. Once is enough.
Yep.
So when we see something that didn't work the first time, we had a customer this morning down in Tulsa asking about these popular new shower niches. Cutting a hole in the shower where you're going to squirt water on for the next 20 years, holes in water, not a good...
That's a bad combination.
So sometimes just what's trendy isn't exactly what's wise.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Absolutely. And so, and like you said, everyone's going to make a mistake, but you learn from those mistakes, and then you don't make that mistake again, and then that you just get better and better over time. So.
And we have W-2 employees who go through an extensive training process before they get out in the field ever by themselves. We take a lot of pride in who our guys are, and as much as they know about the bathroom, you wouldn't want our guys. You wouldn't hire them to do your roof or do your gutters.
Yeah. They're specialists.
And kind of this.
Nor would you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
and we sometimes hear of companies that are, if you got someone who works on roofs that are going to come out and maybe put your bathroom project in, that's not what we would consider as a wise choice. Doesn't mean it won't work, but you might regret it.
Yeah, that sounds scary. And then just quickly, you have the double lifetime warranty. What is that again?
That's warranty on both the labor and the material itself, and it's also transferable.
So it's a double lifetime warranty. We have custom-made products by BathWizard for your bathroom, your home, made right here in America. We have a showroom coming here in just a few weeks where you can actually see some of these things being built. You can compare to some of the other products. This is excellent. And I'm telling you, if you're thinking about remodeling your bathroom and you want to get a bid, you want to talk to the guys, the great guys at BathWizard, here's the phone number. Give them a call, 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or go online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it. It was great to visit with you again. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so just want to say thanks again to Chris and James from Bath Wizard. Two really good guys. They're working really, really hard. And I'll tell you what, you know, when I met with them, I pulled into their parking lot and they have trucks everywhere. This company is up and coming. It's going places and it's already getting pretty big and they're just getting started. And look, I mean, how many times do you know of a company that takes raw material and then custom fabricates your shower, your bathtub, your, you know, whatever it is that you need, and they specialize 100% in what Chris said is, you know, wet area remodeling. That's say that five times fast, right? So in the bathrooms, and they can do the whole project at once, or they can break it up into three different stages and get out of there in 2 or 3 days in each stage. It just make this easy. They, like James mentioned, they mitigate the dust and the messiness, and they have W-2 employees. They don't use 1099 subcontractors. How many remodeling companies can say that? I would think very, very few. And this is a quality company that can do a great job. Obviously, they're based here in Kansas City, but they can also help customers throughout the, you know, different parts of the country. So if you're interested and you're outside of the KC area, just give them a call and see if they can help you in your area. If they can't, they'll tell you. But if they can, I don't think you'll regret that. I think you'll be very, very happy. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com. All right, so I had an incident with my gas grill. I'm going to save that story for another time, but let me just say this. It was serious, and God was with me last Sunday evening. I'm not even kidding. That could have been catastrophic. I got really lucky. And I had some guardian angels watching over me, and we got really, really lucky. So I'm going to share that story with you at some time here in the near future. But I want to move on to a phone call that I received this last week. And I thought, who is this gentleman? He was calling from, was it Michigan or Ohio? I think he was calling from Michigan, if I remember correctly. And as you know, Senior Care Live is heard all over the country. And so he said, hey, I just wanted to let you know about a phone call that I received that I think you're going to want to know about. And I'm like, uh-oh, well, that doesn't sound good. And he said, I know it wasn't you, but I answered my phone, and it was just one of these robocallers that just dials phone numbers indiscriminately. And they ended up calling him at his desk phone at his job, at his corporation, in his office. And it's this recording talking about buying senior services and in senior care services and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what? And they said, hold on one moment. And that was the recording. And he was about to hang up, and then someone, a real person, gets on the line and starts trying to sell him different products and services and insurance and, you know, who knows what. And he's like, well, I didn't contact you for anything. And by the way, I'm about 58 years old, and I'm not of Medicare age yet or Social Security, that kind of thing. And they say, that's okay. You know, we have this product and that product. And he said that they weren't from, one of these foreign call centers with like the super hard accent that sometimes you might hear. He said this person sounded, you know, perfectly American, you know, from the middle of the country, spoke well and knew what he was trying to do. He's trying to sell something. And the guy said, well, where are you calling from? And they said Senior Care Live, and that's when I about hit the roof. And I'm like, that was not me. And he goes, I know, that's why I'm calling you. And he said, well, do you have a website? Yeah, go to seniorcarelive.com. And then I really – my blood is boiling at this point. It's boiling right now. And the guy just kept questioning this caller. And then the caller finally gave up because he realized he wasn't going to make a sale. And I said, sir, I can't thank you enough for letting me know that we have somebody somewhere unauthorized use of my radio program's name and our domain name for the website. So, frankly, I'm not sure exactly what I can do about it because he didn't have the phone number. He didn't catch, you know, the name and all that. So I don't know who's doing this, but my ask is if you or someone you know, if you receive a call like this, a recording, and then someone trying to sell you services saying they're Senior Care Live and saying you can go to our website, seniorcarelive.com, first of all, please know that is not me. That's not anyone from my radio program. This is a radio program providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. I will not call you and try to sell you a Medicare insurance policy or anything like that. We may have specialists that I would recommend contacting. I don't sell bathroom remodeling, but I would highly recommend you reaching out to Bath Wizard. So, I mean, that's how this works. There's no sales effort from, my radio program, Senior Care Live. That just doesn't exist. That's an unauthorized use of the name Senior Care Live and of the website seniorcarelive.com. So if you get a call, please write that phone number down. The phone number that called you, so at least I can track that back, and a name if you can get it, probably not their real name, but find out what you can, especially a phone number, the phone number that called you, and then please let me know so I can take legal action in shutting that down, because boy, that makes me just super, super angry that someone's out there trying to sell stuff, and it's probably a scam. Probably trying to get people's identity and all that stuff and using the name of my radio program. That makes me mad as heck. So, and I'm trying not to swear on the radio here. So anyway, so with that, I hope this doesn't happen again, but if it does, please let me know. Give me any information you have so I can track them down and take legal action to shut that down. Cause man, that makes me mad. So, okay, so let's move on. As you may know, you may not know, but my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we help families and individuals find the right fit when searching for a senior care community, whether that's searching for independent living, assisted living, long-term care. You may or may not need memory care. You may want all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. And we help folks through that process. We walk alongside them. We determine exactly what they need. We research the market and identify our top options. Then we actually go out and tour those communities with you. And then we ask a lot of questions that frankly, most people would never know to ask. And we gather just a wealth of information about each place. We do all of this in just a few hours of your time, so it saves you an incredible amount of time versus trying to do this on your own. And then we produce a report that has all those questions asked, all the information discovered, the exact staffing ratios, what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. I mean, there's a ton of information that we provide our clients so that now they have this wealth of objective information on the top three places meeting their exact needs, and now they can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. Okay, so that's what we do every single day.
You are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
North State Now is a magazine.
CareConsulting.com. And so what if you've already chosen a place, and you or your loved one, you're living there, you're receiving great care, everything's going well. Or maybe you just moved into a place. Okay, well, how can I help you? And I'll tell you what, I wrote strategies on how to maximize your care at any senior care community that you should choose. Okay, whether you use my services, my placement services from Senior Care Consulting, or whether you do it on your own, I'd like to offer you that strategies on how to maximize your care at any senior care community. I'm going to break that down and go through all that and then let you know how you can request your own copy coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com, SeniorCareLive.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop, 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 hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you.
My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so you or your loved one, you're already in a senior care community, and now you want to know, you know, how can you maximize the care available at the place that you chose, the place that you're currently living in and receiving care. All right, so I'd like to offer you my tips on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you should choose. And if you want a copy of that, just give us a call at 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445, and you could just leave your name, your email address. We're not going to sell your information. I don't do that. That makes me really mad if someone does that with my information, right? So it's just us, and obviously we need your name, your email address, and then I'll just email you a PDF of this. But I'm going to review this right now. Number one, participate in the care planning process. And I would say this is most significant at that long-term care, that nursing home level of care. So these communities are required to develop a unique plan of care just specifically for your loved one. And it's based on their individual needs. And it would include, you know, medical requirements, social needs, dietary preferences or restrictions, medications that are taken, physical capabilities, spiritual needs, bathing and grooming needs, favorite activities, personal preferences and needs, personal interests, and, you know, any other information, and it's based very specifically on that individual. And it's a unique plan of care just for them. And then you have an interdisciplinary group or a team representing all of the different departments from that community, and then they create that initial care plan or plan of care, and that's upon the admission to the community, and then they update that on a quarterly basis typically, right? So you're welcome, and frankly, I would encourage you to participate in these planning sessions because, look, this is your opportunity to speak on behalf of your loved one, you know, let them know about, you know, anything in particular that your loved one might need, and to miss these care plans, you are missing the opportunity to advocate for your loved one. You're totally missing it. So you can go there in person. They will, you know, dial you in on a speakerphone. They can, you know, FaceTime you or whatever we need to do to participate in that. But you can't miss those. Okay, you just can't do it. All right, and again, you can participate in phone or in person or by phone or a conference call. And most of these sessions take, you know, 30 minutes, you know, maybe 45 minutes. It's not a real, real long time. Might even be less than that if everything's pretty stable and moving along. So participate in the care planning process. And that care plan, again, most significant at that long-term care or the nursing home level of care, but they also have plans of care at the assisted living level, residential care level, home plus level, anything with the licensure, you're going to have a care plan, okay? Number two, get involved. So visit your loved one frequently. Well, Steve, you know, I don't know. I'm just, it's pretty uncomfortable going there. It doesn't matter. This is your loved one. They need you. You have to be there. So go there frequently. Participate in the family council or family support groups if those things are offered and available. Volunteer to assist with outings or special events or putting up decorations, you know, Halloween decorations, Christmas decorations, 4th of July, whatever it is, right? So just get involved when possible. Spend time with your loved one at the community. Stop by during different times of the day, including, you know, evenings, nights, weekends, if possible. And get to know other families and residents there. And what you'll find after a while is something really, really cool happens. You end up, and this sounds really cliche, but it's true. You kind of end up being one big family, and you'll find yourself, you'll make really, really tight friends with some other siblings out there, other adult children. You'll end up going to see your mom, and then you'll check on their dad and someone else's mom. And when they're there, they're going to check on their loved ones, but they'll also stop by and see your mom, see your dad. And so you all start kind of helping one another, and that really turns into a kind of an expanded family kind of a situation. It's really pretty cool. Build relationships, number three. This is really super, super important to develop, you know, positive and personal relationships with the staff at that community. And I would say especially the hands-on caregiving staff, such as the CNAs and the CMAs. Okay, the CNAs and CMAs, they provide the most hands-on assistance throughout the day for your loved one. All right, and the average annual turnover rate for CNAs is well over 100%. So expect to get to know multiple staff members throughout your length of stay. All right, they may be gone in 6 or 8 or 10 or 12 months, and the average length of stay is close to 2.5 years. Okay, so just develop relationship, and look, this is basically what happens. If you have a good relationship with them, then they're generally going to go above and beyond and do the little extras to make you and your loved one happy with the care that they provide. And this sounds terrible, okay, but if you recognize them for doing a good job, you will really stand out. Unfortunately, many times, the hands-on caregivers, they're really kind of taken for granted, and they feel very underappreciated. So if you genuinely build a relationship and you genuinely appreciate the work that they do, they're going to go above and beyond for your loved one. And so it's just really a great thing to do for all parties. Communicate with management. If there's an issue, speak with management and get that addressed. They cannot fix it if they don't know about it. Okay, and then be patient and reasonable. Most places, they're going to try to get it right, but it may take a while. And so, you know, It just may take a while, and you may need to give them a little bit of coaching. So the first 2 to 4 weeks are really critical, and I'd say it's the most difficult adjustment period for everyone. But once you make it through that initial adjustment period, then everything should be going pretty well. Now, it is your right to file a complaint or to report abuse, neglect, exploitation, or file a complaint with the state that you're living in. I've got a couple of numbers here for all of our other, I've got the Kansas number and Missouri number right in front of me, but if you're living in one of the other, you know, 25 states that we're broadcasting in, just look up, you know, Texas report elder abuse and on Google, and you'll find it real quick, okay? But the Kansas Department on Aging, 1-800-842-0078. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, 1-800-392-0210. And if there's an issue, file a complaint, but try to work it out at the local community level first. Give them a shot, give them a chance, and if it just doesn't work, it's your right to do that. So, again, there's a little bit more to this, but just wanted to touch on that. If you want your very own copy of my strategies and tips on how to maximize care at any senior care community that you may be living in, again, give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. I'd be happy to give me your name and your email address, and I'll email that out for you right away, and I hope that helps. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
An incredible accomplishment. Two Super Bowls in four seasons. What an accomplishment. So to you, Coach Reed, your entire organization, those incredible players behind us, you are Super Bowl champs again. Congratulations.
Patrick Mahomes has a Super Bowl MVP trophy to go with his regular season MVP, and the Chiefs once again hoisting the Lombardi trophy after beating the Eagles on a last-second field goal 38-35. Mahomes was named the game's MVP after a gutsy performance that included 182 yards passing and three touchdowns, despite a right ankle injury that obviously limited how well he could move. Shock, disbelief, frustration, now anger after the toll from last week's two earthquakes, now over 33,000, thousands more injured and missing. Many in Turkey have a sense there's been an ineffective, unfair, and disproportionate response to the historic disaster. They're expressing frustration that operations have been painfully slow and valuable time's been lost during the narrow window for finding people alive in the rubble. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Peterson, says the global community is rushing to Turkey, but help is also needed for Syria.
We are trying to mobilize whatever support there is. We are reaching out, of course, to bilateral countries. We are mobilizing funding, and we are trying to tell everyone, put politics aside. This is the time to unite behind a common effort to support the Syrian people.
Town Hall News joining forces with the international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief, food, and water to victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More information can be found on the website srnnews.com. U.S. officials said another unidentified object has been shot down Sunday for the third time in as many days, this one over Lake Huron. More news at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
A federal judge has sided with Facebook parent Meta and cleared the way for the company to buy virtual reality startup Within Limited, the maker of the popular fitness app Supernatural.
Federal antitrust regulators had sought to block the acquisition on the grounds that it would hurt competition in the emerging virtual reality market. But U.S. District Judge Edward Davila denied the Federal Trade Commission's request for a preliminary injunction against the deal. The judge's ruling says the agency did not provide sufficient evidence to prove its case. Meta now says it will proceed with its acquisition of the company.
Jeremy House reporting. The Army's blaming recruiting woes on traditional hurdles. Young people say they don't want to die or get hurt and have to deal with the stress of Army life. Addressing those long-term issues has taken a greater urgency as the Army tries to recover from the dismal recruiting efforts, a situation aggravated by the tight jobs market. At townhall.com. A shortage of pilots limiting the number of flights airlines can operate.
That can cause problems during peak travel periods. The problem is most severe at small regional airlines, but it could spread to the major carriers. In response, airlines have been in a hiring frenzy that is likely to continue for several years as the carriers replace pilots who reach the federal mandatory retirement age of 65. They're also creating new training programs for novices. The largest pilot union says airlines just need to boost pay to attract people who already have pilot's licenses. John Scott reporting.
The IRS says most relief checks issued by states last year will not be subject to federal taxes, providing late guidance as taxpayers have begun filing returns. The IRS says it won't challenge the taxability of payments related to general welfare and disaster, and that means taxpayers who receive those checks won't have to pay federal taxes on those direct payments. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend version of our weekday podcast, but this is a radio program. That means you can listen to it in real time. 877-726-8255 is our number. The subject is intelligent medicine. That means anything that relates to high-tech medical developments as well as natural therapies. We put those together for you each weekend. And we got lots to share with you today, and we would like you to participate. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office. You can call 877-726-8255 and join in on the conversation. Questions and comments alike are welcome, and there's lots going on the health front this weekend. We're going to talk about a study that suggests that vitamin D may play a role in preventing diabetes. Yeah, there's always something new on vitamin D. Also, it's Super Bowl weekend, and we'll talk a little bit about the controversy over head injuries in the NFL and in professional and amateur sports, and particularly as it pertains to kids. If you had a kid, perhaps some of you do have youngsters, grandchildren or children who are just about that age, and the question is, would you want them to play tackle football? That's something that's being worked out as a controversy right here in New York as the legislature prepares to advance a bill to ban tackle football for under 13s. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's talk a little bit about long COVID, because all through the pandemic, I wasn't particularly concerned about dying or being hospitalized from COVID, but one of the dread prospects was developing even a relatively mild case of COVID and then going on to develop the debilitating symptoms of long COVID. And it's been estimated that anywhere from 10 or 15% of people, upwards to, in some studies, 40% of people develop a form of long COVID. And this is being raised as a specter that should prompt people to take the vaccine, because it is claimed. And I just checked, you know, all the usual sources. I Googled this on the Bloomberg website, and what they said is essentially the party line is, you know, one important reason to take the vaccine is to avert long COVID. Even if you're not afraid of, you know, dying, if you think you're going to weather it, if you don't think you're going to be hospitalized, yeah, I can take it, but I, you know, don't want to get long COVID. And this is characterized by dizziness, lightheadedness, something called POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which, by the way, can also be caused by the vaccine in some cases. It's hard to distinguish between the effects of COVID and the aftermaths of the vaccines. And your general debilitation, heart problems, blood clots, neurological problems, accelerated risk of dementia. And the cardinal symptom is debilitating fatigue. So you don't want to get long COVID. And so actually New York City is ending the COVID vaccine mandate for its employees. That's a good sign. But then there was a hue and cry about, yeah, well, what about all the people who got fired? What about bringing them back? They lost pay. They lost seniority. Now they're locked out. Well, they're actually beginning to bring back some New York City detectives, much needed on the NYC police force. And so there's some cracks in that particular facade that we're making people get the vaccine, otherwise they're going to get fired. But then again, there's the specter of, well, take the vaccine because you want to avert long COVID. According to a study, and this is a definitive study, it's in Nature, which is the world's leading scientific and medical journal. Headline, long COVID risk falls only slightly after vaccination. Huge study shows. Results suggest that vaccines offer less protection against lingering symptoms than expected. They say here that vaccination against SARS-CoV-2 lowers the risk of long COVID after infection by only 15%, according to a study of more than 13 million people. That is the largest group that has yet been used to examine how much vaccines protect against long COVID. So part of the problem is that there's a certain randomness, it appears, to long COVID. Like when it comes to getting hospitalized or dying from COVID, there are certain distinct risk factors, so-called comorbidities, and age, and whether you have a certain medical condition, whether you are obese, diabetic, hypertensive, etc. These are some of the things that predict susceptibility to severe COVID. You know, otherwise you can get it, but you're likely to weather it. You know, a few days of misery and then you're fine. But with long COVID, it has been said that there's a randomness to it, that even relatively healthy individuals can get it. And in spite of, you know, exercise and healthy diet, they seem to succumb to this very, very chronic problem. So this is just out, came out this week. Following healthy lifestyle may reduce the risk of long COVID. So what they're saying here is, according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, it's estimated that 8 to 23 million Americans suffer from long COVID. And that's a controversial assertion, too, because there's a lot of people who feel draggy, and it may or may not be related to having had COVID. And, yeah, they may take a step backward after COVID, because COVID can sideline you for a while. But studies have actually shown, and I'm not denying the importance of this problem. And I've seen patients with devastating symptoms of long COVID. It's actually been shown that people who recover from the flu have just about the same likelihood of, quote, long COVID symptoms as people with long COVID. That viral infections do produce a post-viral aftermath that usually abates after a period of time. And not in all cases. But what they're saying here is that, according to estimates, and you could see the wide range here, 8 to 23 million Americans suffer from long COVID. Okay. That's defined as having COVID-19 symptoms 4 weeks or more after initial SARS-CoV-2 infection. Okay, 4 weeks, that's not much time to recover. Maybe after 12 months, they're entirely back to baseline. So what they found is that they looked at lifestyle factors, and those with five or six healthy lifestyle factors had a 49% lower risk of long COVID. Among the six lifestyle factors, maintaining a healthy body weight and getting adequate sleep, which they define as 7 to 9 hours daily, were the ones most strongly associated with lower risk of long COVID. Okay, so you maybe not hitting all the things. I mean, probably exercise, healthy diet, but healthy body weight, getting adequate sleep. And I'll bet that some of these individuals who claim to be super healthy and came down with long COVID, they may have been highly stressed. They may have been overtraining. I've talked to some individuals who say, you know, I was doing marathons and then I got COVID and I haven't been the same since. Well, maybe, just maybe, that demanding training regimen put them in the red zone in terms of their immune competence. It's been shown that high amounts, excessive amounts of exercise can be immunosuppressive. All right, so they found that all in all, those with a healthier pre-infection lifestyle had a 30% lower risk of having symptoms that interfered with their daily life. That is concerning because in the U.S., 70% of the population do not have a healthy body weight and 30% do not sleep enough. So at least in part, this may explain what's happening with long COVID. And if you want, you know, more information about, you know, what to do to support your immune system, we've got a free special report. It's entitled Immunity Reset, a Personalized Plan to Pandemic-Proof Your Body and Build Resilience for a Long, Healthy Life. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu and then click on Immunity Reset. There's tons of free resources there to help you support your resilience in the face of COVID, which is, you know, let's face it, going to be around for a while and not completely vanquished by vaccines and antiviral medications. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We want you to become a part of the program as Mary in New Jersey is about to become. Welcome, Mary. How you doing?
Okay, hanging in, a little nervous, so thank you for taking my call. Thanks sure. for being there, as always. 74-year-old woman. I do see a rheumatologist because of arthritis, and this happened to be a new rheumatologist. She did blood work, and, of course, the always something. It came back, and what it's saying is, well, I actually had an ANA, anti-nuclear antibody, which then she did this other test, which now says that my scleroderma
antibodies, yeah, SCLAB, that's the way it's abbreviated. Yeah.
You got it. And my value right now is 47 versus mm-hmm. you know, the normal is 0 to 40. But obviously I'm positive. So
in other words, she's given you a diagnosis of scleroderma now to explain your aches and pains. Okay, so do you have Raynaud's syndrome? Do your hands get really, really cold in the, you know, even moderate temperatures?
It's not extreme. It's, of course, it's winter. And, you know, when you're walking, which I do walk every morning, they get cold. But
they get cold. So it's an ordinary cold.
I don't think it's extreme, and I don't have, I mean,
you don't have, like, tightening of the fingers or, like, you know, erosion of the fingertips or, you know, or like an inability to open your mouth because of the tightening of the skin around the mouth. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal about scleroderma. It seems like there's two subtypes of scleroderma. There's scleroderma, which is mild and chronic, and, you know, you can happily go to your grave at, you know, 102 with it. And you do have some signs that you have traces of the antibodies that indicate scleroderma. And then there's scleroderma, which is a rampant, devastating disease. And if you look up scleroderma, you're going to see all that information about how devastating it can be. And it's like having, you know, the best house in a poor neighborhood. You know, it's like your real estate values are going to decline precipitously. And the situation with you is that you have, some signs of autoimmunity, but it is unlikely that you're going to go down that rabbit hole towards, you know, very, very severe disease. Did your rheumatologist prescribe anything?
She has because of, you know, and I do have some swelling and aches and pains in the hands only.
Yeah. What'd she give you?
For when you have COVID.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, that was going to make that point, is that that's what's interesting about scleroderma is, and sometimes certain forms of lupus, is that hydroxychloroquine is the medicine of choice. And it's actually an anti-malarial drug, but it is really helpful for kind of keeping the immune system at bay. And that may be why it's helpful in COVID. And so it's a benign medication. You can take it forever. You know, you have to get checkups from time to time to make sure everything's going all right. But it's something that should help. And the other thing that can help, I would recommend that you, you know, read up on the autoimmune paleo diet, that you take ample amounts of vitamin D, because vitamin D seems to tamp down autoimmunity, and make sure you consume lots and lots of fish oil. Because high doses of fish oil are anti-inflammatory, you may want to take something like curcumin or boswellin as well. But these are some of the things that will help. But I would reassure you that this is not such a big whoop, and you can coexist with us and do just fine. So thanks for your call. And while we're talking about, you know, fish oil and omega-3, there's my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients. That company offers a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, which include an innovative high-performance vegan omega option. But Vital Nutrients innovations don't end there. They've also developed BCQ, which is a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that supports a healthy inflammatory response. Could be good for our caller. The nutrients in this distinctive formula also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, a potent flavonoid, and bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme, for a healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information and order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients, and therapeutic doses. I take them, and I use them in my practice, prescribe them to my patients. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. Okay, when we return, we're going to take a look. This being Super Bowl weekend, it's appropriate that we take a look at CTE, which stands for, so this is a mouthful, get ready, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. Recently unveiled and going into production in a year from now, the 2024 Cadillac Celestiq is billed as the most technologically advanced Cadillac to date, designed to be the world's first all-electric, ultra-luxury sedan. I caught up with Tony Roma, chief engineer for Celestiq at Cadillac.
Celestiq's going to be a beautiful, epic car that happens to be propelled by electricity versus making the best electric car we could make. The design was fundamental to the mission on Celestiq, that this car has to inspire people. The tech story is incredible, whether you talk about the additive manufacturing, the SPD roof, lots of technology.
That also includes a 55-inch diagonal advanced HD display, Super Cruise hands-free technology, and much more. Learn more about the Cadillac Celestiq at Cadillac.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have 2 well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
And there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly, for you to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's the biggest factor hovering over the American economy? It's foreign policy. Between Chinese surveillance and Russian aggression, these geopolitical concerns are huge risks to our financial markets. How should you react? The Watchdog on Wall Street explains. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes to you from our sponsor Subaru and their first SUV of its kind, the all-new, all-electric 2023 Solterra, built to help protect the environment so it can be explored. It's the first electric vehicle to feature the legendary standard capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you to places traditional electric vehicles can't reach. Love is now electric. Learn more at Subaru.com/Solterra.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It is Super Bowl weekend, and there's a big, big to-do about it. But there's also a to-do, a renewed interest in a phenomenon called CTE. Super Bowl merely puts the spotlight on this issue. It's not a new issue. There was a movie back in 2015, if you remember. It starred Will Smith and Alec Baldwin, and it was about a courageous researcher who was attempting to demonstrate that CTE, i.e. brain damage, progressive decline in mental function, and a form of pathology that is unique. It's this sort of tangled up brain tissue occurs in CTE. That this researcher was then repudiated and sidelined, and the controversy persists today. In fact, there is on the dockets here in New York State, there is a bill being sponsored which will ban tackle football for under 13s in New York State. And this is a controversial issue. It's kind of like a global warming. You know, it's like the science on one side and the science on the other side. And there's a new article that reputedly strengthens evidence that repetitive head impacts can cause CTE. Now, there's pushback against this because, you know, some people say, well, this is just a bunch of snowflakes out there. It's an assault on masculinity because boys will be boys, and in some cases girls will be girls. And girls don't necessarily play tackle football usually, but they also head the ball in soccer, and they play tough games where there is the potential for head injury. So what they say here in this article, during the past 17 years, there's been a remarkable increase in scientific research concerning CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And some sports organizations like the NHL, National Hockey League, and World Rugby still claim their sports do not cause CTE. A new review of the evidence by the world's leading CTE expert strengthens the case that repetitive head impact is the chief risk factor for the condition. So it's not just one concussion or one head hit, even like without a concussion. Getting hit on the head again and again and again kind of makes sense, is that it may cause some degree of inflammation in the brain. It doesn't have to cause bleeding in the brain. You don't have to have a subdural hematoma to experience this, or even a concussion. It's just repetitive, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hits. And concussions can occur without helmet-to-helmet contact. They're acceleration-deceleration injuries. And I'm a big fan of football, and I'd hate to see, you know, football emasculated, you know, because, like, part of football is you get out there and you take the hits. And that's why, you know, it's kind of a gladiator sport. Not my cup of tea, because I'm not built for football. And I'm not sure I'd have a young family member embark on a tackle football career. Or, you know, NHL, too, because the pucks come at you and the fights happen and the collisions occur all the time. You go right in the boards, and that's, you know, going to cause head injury even if your head doesn't hit the glass. So they now have 600 confirmed cases, you know, based on postmortems, because you can diagnose it to some extent with a CT scan or an MRI. But you really need a postmortem diagnosis with the brain. Look at the brain, slice and dice it, look at it under the microscope. And they say that of 600 cases that they've seen, 97% have confirmed exposure to repetitive head impact. In other words, it doesn't happen spontaneously. It is very closely associated with head impact. Now, here's what I have to say is I think that these sports should continue. And I think, you know, parents can make a decision about whether they want to have their child be involved in these kinds of things. Sometimes you don't have a lot of sway because kids are headstrong. And that's not a pun. So there is, however, a known risk factor for CTE, and that is a gene called the APOE gene. It's a gene that's also associated with a higher risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease in older adults, and it even can cause Alzheimer's disease to occur prematurely in the 40s and 50s. And I personally think that if you're going to make a decision about whether your child is going to be involved in this kind of sport, whether it's in, you know, junior high school, college, or on a professional level, get tested for that gene, because that gene is a pretty potent risk factor for CTE. And that may be the reason why some people have a tremendous number of head injuries, and they're fine. Joe Namath, who's taken a lot of hits, he sounds a little, he's drawling a little bit. He sounds a little loopy sometimes, but he's got it together. And he's an example of someone who is very resilient to concussions and head injuries. But other individuals may have risk factors, you know, some as yet unidentified, which put them at high risk for CTE. So we need to advance the science. It's not a binary decision like ban tackle football or let her rip. You know, everyone should do it. You know, don't be a pansy. We really need to apply science and discernment to this issue, which is real. It's real. There's no question. 877-726-8255. In just a few moments, I'm going to introduce you to a very, very remarkable individual whose exploits, I think, will really, really impress you. This is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Karen Louse, communication expert and confidence cultivator.
And of course, apologizing unnecessarily is a huge one. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, saying, excuse me, or thank you for understanding. I was in the grocery store the other day, and three women, including myself, were in an aisle together. None of us bumped into each other, but people were saying, I'm sorry, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, what are you sorry for? You know? I'm sorry that I entered this aisle that you were in. That's how it comes across. So those are a few of them.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'm very impressed with the accomplishments of today's guest, and I think you'll be too. Lisa Bentley was a math and computer science teacher for 7 years before making the shift to pursue a full-time career in sport in 1999. Ultimately, Lisa raced for 20 years as a professional triathlete, something that I am, but I cannot hold a candle to her accomplishments. She won 11 Ironman and 16 half Ironman races. Now, here's the catch. I mean, a lot of people are doing this these days. I mean, we're talking about the 99.9th percentile of fitness, but a lot of people are up there. It's like, you know, hundreds of people climb Mount Everest these days. But the catch is that she has cystic fibrosis, which is an often fatal disease that limits life expectancy and diminishes lung function. And yet she became one of Canada's best triathletes and was ranked top five in the world for over a decade. She had several top five finishes at the Ironman World Championships in Hawaii. And now she's a speaker and author of an inspirational book, An Unlikely Champion, as well as television commentator and coach. Lisa, welcome. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I get a few tears in my eyes when I hear some of that stuff because I think I don't take it for granted, but sometimes just hearing it out loud makes me really think, well, I'm really quite grateful for the journey that I've had.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, cystic fibrosis, very, very serious illness. And you're probably diagnosed as a child, and you were probably informed, you know, gradually that this would limit your life expectancy and that you might be spending a lot of time in and out of the hospital, right?
Well, ironically, I wasn't diagnosed as a child. It's recently now that you're getting genetically tested and tested as in your infancy. I wasn't diagnosed until I was 20. And so I guess that's part of the gratitude is that I wasn't protected too much as I grew up. But I was, you know, always a sick child and always on antibiotics, and no one really knew why. I was an allergic child. The doctors wanted my family to move to Arizona somewhere where I wouldn't be so allergic. But it was everything was written off as allergies, even though as a child I'd be quite sick and coughing up blood and different things. But it wasn't until I was 20. My sister got diagnosed, and then, of course, they did the genetic testing for the whole family. And we were all, three out of four children were diagnosed with CF. And I'm at this stage, I was going to university, so pretty indestructible, and thought, hell, fantastic. Now I'm actually going to get the medicine that works and won't be sick anymore. So I was actually pretty relieved to find out what had been going on. And, but yeah, there was a lot of fear around it for sure, especially as I got older. And, I would say that I got a bit sicker as I got older, and I don't think it has to do with age. I guess it's just as the lungs get a bit more almost damaged.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a progressive infection of the lungs because the resistance is really low, which is, speaks all the more for your endurance because the lungs are sort of a crucial limiting factor. And so tell us what an Ironman is. Remind our listeners what the distances are.
An Ironman is a 2.4-mile swim, a 112-mile bike ride, and then a marathon, a 26.2-mile run. So it takes.
So the marathon is just the dessert, right?
Well, absolutely. It is the icing on the cake, the thing everyone looks forward to. So it takes me around around 9 hours to do an Ironman. The very best men were around 8 hours. So a typical day at the office is the way I look at it.
Wow. So, you know, this being a nutrition program, you know, I want to hear a little bit about your performance secrets because I'm taking, you know, all kinds of different things to enhance my meager performance, you know. So what were some of the things and what are some of the things that you now advocate? I know that you're a big fan of cocoa flavanols, which actually have some science behind it. Perhaps you can share that.
Absolutely. I've always looked at my performance as being something that I wanted to take control of. I wanted to put myself in the best position as a professional athlete to do my best and to win. And so that was taking care of nutrition. So for me, I try to eat as much whole foods as possible. So beans, rice. I do eat fish. I don't eat meat anymore. But a lot of fruit and vegetables and food in its purest form is basically the way I tend to gravitate for sure. And certainly while I was racing, there was a lot of ingestion of power bar products, so quick nutrition since I had to fuel my
because you need that. Yeah. I mean, ordinarily, for somebody who's like walking the dog to the mailbox, you don't need a, you know, Gatorade or a power bar. But for long distance,
not.
For sure, yeah.
For long distance, and one thing that I've given up completely is actually drinking electrolyte drinks, since that led to a few tooth pulls and crowns and all that kind of carry on. So you know, nowadays, I mean, fortunately, I met the team from Flava, and I mean, I love chocolate, of course. So then I hear that, oh, hey, chocolate can be good for you, and chocolate in this form is really good for you. And I don't like sweets per se. So for me to have something like Flavamix, which is the main product that I love, it says right there on the package, this is not sweetened, add sugar,
right,
et cetera, whatever.
Yeah, it comes in like a big vat, and it's like just cocoa powder, pure cocoa powder. And that's what I use. I actually add it to my, you know, when I reheat my coffee, I'll throw in a scoop of that and mix it in. And, you know, maybe throw in a little stevia just to give it a little, you know, without adding sugar. To take the edge off it a little bit.
Yeah, and I just have it in its purest form, actually, and I just love that. It just kind of gives me that extra little bit of, like, the feeling of having chocolate without having chocolate after a meal. So I probably have about between 3 to 5 servings a day, to be honest.
Wow.
And, again, at first, when I read about it, it was in a product that would help. It was healthy, you know, for your heart, for your cognitive ability, et cetera. And this is several years ago. Before now, massive research has come out that it is better for you than you can even imagine. But I looked at it as we have one body and this is our home for the rest of our life. And I don't want to be the person that gets diagnosed with something and then makes the change in their life. I just want to be as healthy as I possibly can. And that doesn't mean you don't have chocolate ice cream, you don't have this or that. It just means that for the majority of my intake of food, it comes from whole sources. And then it seems to me like a cheat to have this cocoa every day, but it's not. It's actually good for me.
There's actually some interesting information about how it may support nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is, you know, what enhances circulation and may even be good for the lungs, for lung function. But it's actually one of the things that gets compromised in CF, in cystic fibrosis.
Yes. Yes. And that's, you know, all those things in combination are what I want to keep me as healthy as possible. Certainly, I have to be on a variety of drugs for CF. And so I feel like that's sort of almost like my packaged food. You know, that's the stuff no one wants to take antibiotics or have to be taking things like that. So those are the things I have to do. And so everything else that comes into my body, I want it to be as healthy as possible to offset any side effects that there might be of any of the drugs that I take, so that when they test my liver function to make sure it's responding well to the different antibiotics, it's fine, because I'm putting so many good pure foods into my body all the time.
So let's mention that, by the way, February is Heart Health Month, and so, of course, there's no better time to focus on heart-healthy habits, which include eating more flavanol-rich dark chocolate. So you don't have to be a triathlete to enjoy this, because there are distinct cardiovascular benefits, there are brain benefits. So just go to flavanaturals.com, F-L-A-V-A, flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. And it also makes a great Valentine's Day gift. Mm-hmm. So your book, An Unlikely Champion, kind of details your bio and your the way that you've coped with your, we'll call it a handicap, because it doesn't seem to be handicapped you that much. Like all of us, we all have an Achilles heel, and I think it's an inspiring story.
Thank you. Yes, and, you know, there's so many things I learned through sports, strategies and tactics, which are transferable to everything, business, life, whether you want to be a CEO or a great parent. It's the same tactics that I use in sport to get me to the finish line. And I never, you know, it just was second nature to me when I was racing. But then when I stepped away from racing, I'm realizing that these are the same skills I'm using to build my post-racing career. And that's what I wrote about in the book via my stories, which involved sport, but that people can say, oh, yeah, that's how it feels when I'm at the office and I have these sales targets. And
These skills are very transferable. It's sort of resilience, focus, determination, the ability to complete what may seem a daunting task. And also, you know, there's certainly brain benefits as well of exercise. For mood, but also for fending off dementia. So you certainly exemplify that. Once again, let's mention that you can find out about, and your preferred form of this is the FlavaMix Performance Cocoa Powder, but there are other forms. There's also drinks. They have a little bit of added sugar and bars, which taste delicious. But if you're really concerned about sugar, just get the FlavaMix Performance Cocoa Powder, which comes in a big vat. It's like it's kind of like you open it up and it looks like there's dirt in there, but you scoop it out. And right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I even put it in a little Ziploc bag and bring it with me. I was just on a big speaking trip where I was 7 days and I did 3 talks in 4 different places, and I've got my little Ziploc full of it. It's like my coffee.
Throw it in your coffee, add it to a smoothie. You know, there's some ways that you can. Yeah, that's the way I use it too. Hey, really great talking to you. That's Lisa Bentley, the author of An Unlikely Champion. And you can go to flavanaturals.com to find the products. This is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple 1 or 2 page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The Israeli Army has sent a search and rescue team of 150 engineers, medical personnel, and other aid workers to Turkey. The Army says they would provide immediate assistance in life-saving efforts. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren tells the Salem Radio Network Israel's played a key role in response to other large-scale earthquake rescue operations.
We've seen earthquakes in Nepal. In Haiti, and Israel was there in each case. In each case, we were the first on the ground with the first field, with a fully equipped field hospital. And I was part of the Nepalese operation in Haiti. I was ambassador during the Haiti operation. We cooperated very strongly with the United States at that time. Actually, we set up our headquarters in the U.S. Embassy.
Town Hall News joining forces with the international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief like food and water to victims of the earthquakes both in Turkey and Syria. More information available on srnnews.com. Patrick Mahomes led the Kansas City Chiefs to a thrilling 38-35 come-from-behind win over the Philadelphia Eagles to win their second Super Bowl title in 4 years Sunday night. U.S. officials said an unidentified object has been shot down for the third time in as many days, this time over Lake Huron, after earlier downings in Alaska and Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the object, which unlawfully entered Canadian airspace, could have been a threat to civilian aircraft.
Canadian and American fighter jets were scrambled, and an American F-22 successfully shot down the object. Recovery teams are on the ground looking to find and analyze the object.
Meanwhile, the New Zealand's national carrier has canceled dozens of flights as Aucklanders are bracing for a deluge from Cyclone Gabrielle 2 weeks after a record-breaking storm swamped the nation's largest city and killed 4 people. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A small coal mining town on Ukraine's eastern front has emerged as a critical hotspot in the fight for Donetsk province. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the latest in this report.
Securing the town would give both Ukrainian forces and Russian troops a tactical upper hand in the greater battle for the Donbas region. Seizing Vervodeya enables Russia to push forward and threaten Ukrainian supply lines, feeding into the fiercely fought Marinka front line to the north, while Ukrainians could use the town as a launching pad for future counter-offences. Meanwhile, Vervodeya's pre-war population of 14,000 has dwindled to about 300 people. Most are long-term residents, reluctant to leave the only home they have ever known. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. The Army is trying to recover from its worst recruiting year in decades.
The Army is blaming recruiting woes on traditional hurdles. Young people say they don't want to fight and die or have to deal with the everyday stress of Army life. Addressing these long-time issues has taken on greater urgency as the Army tries to recover from the dismal recruiting efforts, a situation aggravated by the tight jobs market. Army fell 15,000 soldiers short, or 25% of its 60,000 recruitment goal last year. Jason Walker reporting.
Fox Sports announced Sunday during its Super Bowl pregame show that Derek Jeter will be part of the network studio coverage for the coming baseball season, which, by the way, starts Monday. Spring training camps open up. Jeter was elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame in 2020. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first, it's the second half of a relationship episode of The Life of Riley. Then Paul DeBoff stars as a former lawyer turned international troubleshooter in The Adventures of Frank Race. At the end of our previous show, Chester A. Riley, after reading a book titled How to Pick a Mate, has decided he's the wrong man for his wife, Peg. I believe it's Lou Merrill as Riley's rival, Sidney Monahan. This is from October 8, 1948.
And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. And it's a life which is now complicated by the arrival of one Sidney Monahan, who, according to Riley's researches, is the perfect mate for Peg.
Peg, I just can't get over it. I just can't believe 18 years have passed. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, I'll quit kidding, Sidney.
No, I mean it. You look like a young girl. Is this the mother of two children? No.
Boy, is he dumb, Peg. He thinks the stork brought Peg's children.
Riley.
Hank, you don't look a day older since I last saw you. You still have that same wonderful complexion. Like the bloom on a peach.
Oh, thank you, Sidney. Riley, why don't you ever say sweet things like that to me?
Because you don't give me free dinners. I have to pay for mine.
Oh, Peg, this big lug don't appreciate you. I told you you should have married me.
Don't you say that, Monahan.
Riley.
Well, I'm just kidding, pal.
Mother, can Junior and I go to the movies tonight?
Oh, no, Babsy. You went to the movies last night. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
Aw, let us go, Mom. There's a swell bill.
No, dear.
Peggy Pie, you won't mind. Kids, this treat is on Sidney. Here, get load seats and buy yourselves a box of chocolate.
Oh, boy, thanks, Sidney.
Oh, thank you, Sidney. You're... Is it all right to take it, Daddy?
No, you give it back this minute.
Okay. Will you give us the money, Pop?
Well, I guess it's all right this time.
Riley.
But remember, Monahan, this is only a loan. I got some pride, you know. The kids will pay you back.
Say, talking of movies, did you hear the one about the old maid who sat down in a movie and suddenly she yelled, "Usher, usher, help, there's a man in my seat." And the usher said, "Well, what do you want me to do, madam?" And the old maid said, "Tie his legs, he wants to leave."
That was a good one.
Where do you get all these funny stories?
Oh, I just made it up.
Sidney, you got such a wonderful sense. Riley, where are you going?
Oh, just out for a walk.
But, dear.
Four is company, five's a crowd.
Riley.
Leave me alone, Conscience. I've got a headache.
Riley, do something about Monahan.
Stop pestering me. I ain't going to listen to you. You don't even exist. Give me an aspirin, will you?
Go buy some.
Well, lend me a dime.
I don't exist. Do you want him to steal the affection of your wife and children? Remember, he's the perfect mate.
I know. All right, tell me what to do.
Be as good a man as Monahan. You too can be the perfect mate.
You're right. Whatever Monahan does, I'll do better.
That's the idea. Be kinder, more affectionate, more generous.
Leave it to me. I'll start tomorrow.
Tomorrow may be too late. Do it now.
Now, yeah. Right away. I'll show him.
Well, Riley, you weren't gone very long.
No, and you know something, Peg? You don't look a day older since I last saw you. I can hardly believe 18 years have passed. You look so young. Are you the mother of my two children? No. And your complexion, like the fuzz on a peach.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, I said...
Riley, take some aspirin and lie down.
I can't. He won't lend me a dime. I mean, I'm okay.
Well, you don't sound it.
Well, come on, Junior. If we're going to the movies, we better hurry.
Now, speaking of the movies, I heard a funny story about this old maid who started to yell, "Help, usher, there's a man in my seat." And the usher says, "What do you want me to do?" And the old maid said, "Tie your legs, I'm trying to leave." Don't you get it? Oh, you don't think I'm funny. You think Sidney's funny. You laugh at his jokes.
Riley.
Well, I don't need you to laugh at my jokes. I don't need any of you. I can laugh at my own jokes. Oh, what a mess. They're probably sitting in the living room right now laughing at me. Well, I'll show them. He laughs best who laughs last.
You're telling me. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking... You look dreadful.
Digger, did you ever think you got rid of a guy for good and then suddenly he came back?
No, when I do a job, I do it.
Well, it's that Monahan, you know, Peg's old boyfriend. He's staying with us, that no-good phony.
Oh, Riley, you're jealous.
Well, I got a right to be jealous. You see, Digger, he'd be much better for Peg than me. I ain't right for Peg. We ain't a bit alike.
Don't you know that opposites attract? Now, my wife and I, we're divinely happy. But do you know what she was when we got married? A lifeguard.
But this Monahan, he keeps flattering Peg and he gives the kids money. He's digging the ground from under me.
Everybody wants to get into the act. Riley, you must protect your happy home. Go to this scoundrel. Bid him be gone.
You're right, Digger. I'll do it tomorrow.
Now, at once. In my profession, we have a saying. Never put off till tomorrow who you can put away today. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Oh, Sidney, did you... Why, Sidney, you're packing.
Yes, yes, it's time I was off.
But your train doesn't leave till Wednesday, you said.
I'll stay at a hotel downtown.
Oh, but it's only for a few days. You might as well...
No, no, Peg, it's better this way. Haven't you noticed how Riley's been acting? Why, that big dope is actually jealous of me.
Oh, it's not serious. He's always been jealous of you.
Yeah, I know. Even at your wedding, remember? He let all the ushers kiss you after the ceremony, but when it came to my turn, he made me kiss him.
Oh, well, I kind of like his being jealous.
But this time he's got it bad. By the big lug, really miserable.
Honest?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then I better talk to him and tell him how ridiculous he is. Oh, I never heard of such nonsense.
Oh, Peg, with Riley talking doesn't do any good. Now, take a tip from me. You want some peace of mind? Be extra sweet to him, you know. Lay it on thick.
Well, if you think it'll ease that mind of his, I'll try it.
Peg! Peg!
There he is. Go on now. Cheer him up and I'll finish packing.
All right. See you later, Sidney.
Oh, here you are, Peg. Peg, I...
Hello, sweetheart.
Peg, I... You talking to me?
Well, who else would I be calling, sweetheart? Oh, you look tired, dear. Sit down.
Right.
Oh, no, no, not over there. Here on the couch, beside me.
Oh. Well, gee, Peg, why aren't you nice to me like this all the time? I don't think you love me anymore.
Why, darling, how can you say that?
Oh, I don't blame you. After all, I just ain't the right kind of mate for you. Peg, you can leave me any time you want. I'll treat you fair. I won't ask for too much alimony.
Now, dear, you know you're just talking nonsense. Why, as far as I'm concerned, you're the perfect husband.
Perfect? Am I really?
Of course, darling. I wouldn't change you for any man in the world.
Not even Cary Grant?
Cary Grant. He can't compare to you.
Well.
So you get these crazy ideas out of your head.
And you really love me?
Of course I do.
Well, then, Peg, talk to me like you used to.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, you know, like we did on our honeymoon.
Huh? Oh, don't be silly, dear. We're an old married couple now.
I knew it. You don't love me.
Oh, well, all right.
Well? Well, go on. Go on, say it.
Does Wiley Piley love his widow Peggy Weggy?
Who knows Wiley Piley loves his widow Tootsie Wootsie?
Who is my widow yummy, yummy?
Who is my widow yummy, yummy, yummy?
Who is my widow yummy, 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 yummy,
yummy, yummy, yummy? Say, Pa.
Beat it, Junior. Your mother and me are on our honeymoon.
I'm sorry. Can Widow Junior put your half a nickel with you?
I just gave you a nickel, Wicko. Just... Peg, he's making fun of me.
Well, it's your own fault you asked for it.
I don't care. It was worth it. Because now I know you're still crazy about me. Oh, what a dope I was. I actually thought that... Hey, that reminds me, I got some unfinished business to finish.
Monahan! In here, Riley.
Monahan, I'm giving you 10 seconds to get out of this house.
Oh, Riley, I don't...
If you ain't out in 10 seconds, I'm throwing you out.
Well, Riley, that's no way to treat a pal.
You're no pal of mine, you sneak.
Huh?
You want to break up my home, but it won't work because my Peg is crazy about me.
Well,
she'd rather have me than Cary Grant. That shows you how crazy she is.
Conceited ape. 10 minutes ago, Peg was so fed up with your childish shenanigans, she was going to knock your block off. And she would have, too, only I, Monahan the Boy Scout, begged her to be sweet to you.
No, just as I thought. You're jealous. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a guy who's jealous.
Well, if you don't believe me, go ask her.
You're lying, Monahan, but you can't fool me. There ain't a liar living that I ain't a match for. Now your 10 seconds are up.
All right, I was leaving anyway.
I ain't letting you leave. I'm throwing you out.
Well, Riley,
come on,
go.
Stop yourself.
Now,
come on.
Let go.
And don't ever show your face around here again.
What was all that noise?
Now, don't you worry, Peggy Wiggy. I just threw Sidney Pitney down the stepsy wepsies.
You did what?
I bounced Monahan.
Chester Riley. How could you do a thing like that?
But he was trying to break up our home.
He's the best friend you ever had. He was going to leave of his own accord because you were acting like a child.
Peg, don't call me a child. I'm practically 40, and you just said I'm a perfect husband.
Only because Sidney asked me to.
Geez. He did? He really did?
Yes. I wanted to ball you out, but he didn't want you to feel bad. Do you realize how silly you've been behaving?
Now, wait, Peggy.
You are, without a doubt, the most childish...
Now, wait, Peg, take it easy.
The most infantile, the most ridiculous...
Peg, control yourself.
The most exact...
Monahan, Sidney, come back, Sidney, darling. I can't live without you.
Oh, please put out the light. I'm sleepy.
Well, first, forgive me. Now, come on, say you forgive me, Peg.
All right, but you get rid of that silly book right away.
Okay, but I think you're making a mistake. By studying this book, we can pick the right kind of husband for Beth.
Now, that's ridiculous. My father didn't have to read anything to pick a husband for me.
Well, you're lucky. All he ever read was the racing form. If he'd have picked you a mate today, you'd be married to Citation.
Citation's earned over $500,000, and he's only 4 years old. You're 40.
Oh, you keep quiet.
What?
Nothing, Peg. Nighty whitey, yummy, yummy.
Invite you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. And remember, for more radiant hair free of unsightly dandruff, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
From October 8, 1948, with Lou Merrill as Riley's rival, Sidney Monahan. A very busy radio performer, Merrill was also fictional criminologist Thomas Highland, the host of Elliot Lewis's early 1950s series, Crime Classics. I'm Greg Dolan. Up next on When Radio Was, Paul Dubov stars in The Adventures of Frank Race. Right after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Crystal ball to forecast what it held for me. A fat hangover. But before I could concentrate on oblivion, there came a sound from the living room. I heard the switch click, and then... That you, Mark?
Yeah. Get in a second.
What goes on?
Where are you? Bed?
Finally. What have you been doing? Packing someone on your back?
Look, whether you know it or not, you ain't kidding.
Well, I hope you're kidding. I'm in no condition to nursemaid or drunk.
Look, you bottle?
Oh, I'm sober enough. You actually have someone in there?
Grace, remember when you were in Italy last summer by yourself?
Yes.
Well, I took a fare up to Saratoga for the races. While I was up there, I get into a beef with Addie Harrington.
I'm a little muddy. The name rings no bell.
Look, with a nightclub owner, a hard guy. We get into an argument at the track, and I bust him in his snoot, and he has his boys working me over.
And this is the first time you tell me about it?
Well, I guess I was kind of ashamed of being moral. Of course, it took four of them to do it, you understand?
I understand. And does all this have something to do with the fare you just unloaded in the living room?
It does indeed, brother. That lump in there happens to be Harrington.
Come again, will you? If he's drunk, why bring him here? Or are we conducting a haven for lushes?
Grace, listen to me. The guy in there ain't drunk. He's dead.
That brought me out of bed and sent me into the living room with a lunge. Mark's passenger lay spilled over the end of the divan. A big fella, the athletic type gone to seed. His features, even in death, held to a sadistic leer.
That's quite a deal, huh?
What's the story, and it better be good.
There ain't nothing good about it. Look, I am in Farley's having me a cup of coffee. When I come out here, is this lad planted in the cab. The guy I had a rope bob with, the guy that had me beat up. And he's dead, my hack of a bullet through the sconce. So right there I say to myself, Donovan, you are behind the well-known double four ball.
Bullet through the ear, could have been suicide.
Are you kidding, with no gun around? No, Rice, no. The brains of homicide would just snort at that one. I gotta plant this boy in somebody else's doorstep, that's all. I gotta think about it with great care.
Mark, the smart thing to do would be to call the police.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want to do that, Race. First place, I tear the thing for a frame. Not against me in particular, you understand? It's just that somebody perforated this guy and wants a patsy to pin it on. I happen to fit. Motive and everything.
All right, if you want to play it that way. But if the police do move in, it'll be that much tougher. Why don't you just dump him out in the street somewhere right away?
Because I picked up a tail the moment I pull away from Farley's. A prowl car, no less. Latched on, wouldn't let go. Followed me right here to the door. I had to make like this boy was a drunk I was delivering home.
It's all too pat. Are they still outside?
Nah, I think they left. I'll have a look, though.
Hey.
Still there?
Yeah, with another one pulling up behind him. This thing is getting tighter than a French bathing suit. I'm going to get out of here.
Wait, what for?
Them cops.
If they take you, I'll have you out in a matter of hours.
Look, nothing doing. I never liked the clink. But if you really want to help me, here's something you should know. Harrington and I got into that fracas because of a dame he was shoving around, see? A dish by the name of Coral Kennedy. Last I heard, she was singing somewhere in Jersey City. I'll see you later.
He got clear of the room by a scant couple of minutes. The visiting group included a patrolman and a couple of plainclothes officers. One of the detectives I knew, a Lieutenant Kessel. This was a complication because we'd never liked each other.
This layout belong to you, Race?
I've been under that impression. What's the picture? Am I being evicted?
I'll laugh at that one after breakfast, but I'm not so liable to gag on it. How'd he explain the lad on the divan?
Looks a little inebriated.
He's dead and you know it. How'd he get in here?
All you had to do was push the door open. He might have done the same thing.
With a bullet hole in his head? Why don't you stop? Where's the other guy that lives in the apartment? He was spotted packing this cargo in here.
What's the pitch, Kessel? It's all so pat. You're knowing just when to arrive and tabbing Donovan so neatly. He felt he was being framed by someone. Looks as though he's right.
You helped him get away, didn't you?
You can put that one back in your hat, Lieutenant. I know nothing about this business. Anything I do for Donovan from now on will be done in my capacity as a licensed investigator.
Yeah? Well, first you're going to stand a little investigating yourself. Starting as of now.
What with the medical examiner and pictures and questions, it was 8 o'clock before I was able to detach myself long enough to grab a shower. After this, Kessel finally and grudgingly indicated that I wasn't to be taken in. So I went out for a breakfast of dry toast and black coffee. While I ordered, another customer slid onto the stool beside me. Plump, sleek, well manicured, he eyed the counterman with the quiet gaze of a snake digesting a rabbit.
Let me have some coffee, too. Make sure it's hot or I'll push your face in it. Hi, Race. Remember me?
I remember you. Flip Clemson.
Yeah. I come in here so I could talk to you.
I'm gratified.
I hear you got Addie Harrington's body over to your place.
You're full of news.
I hear things. But this is hard to believe. You see, Race, I've been working as Harrington's bodyguard. I couldn't help feeling real hurt if that was really Addie's body.
Sorry, Flip. You'll have to read about it in the papers.
Keep stalling. I ain't gonna like it.
Look, Flip, I've had a tough night. I've got a headache. Start nagging me and your face will go into the coffee.
Don't ever try nothing like that with me, Race. You'd only get your fingers down your throat. A long way down.
All right. Now that we've both made faces at each other, why don't we just say so long?
Race?
Yes?
That ain't really Harrington's body, is it?
Buy a paper, Flip. Read all about it. A nightclub at noon. It's like looking at an unmade bed. And the yellow slipper in Jersey City was no exception. But there was nothing dowdy about the girl I found there practicing new vocal numbers.
No. I don't mind taking time out. But if you're an agent, I already have one.
Do I look like an agent?
They come in all shapes and sizes. I don't know anything about your mentality.
I'm not an agent.
Wouldn't be a better job, would it? No deal if strings dangle from it.
Put away the truculence, will you? I came over here simply to ask an impersonal question.
Go ahead.
Can you think of any reason why Addie Harrington would want to commit suicide?
Can I...
She took time out for a few seconds and the wariness tightened across her features. She turned to the man at the piano, a swarthy personality who looked more like a croupier than an accompanist.
Hear that, Rocco?
Yeah. Yeah, I hear it.
What would you say?
I would say Addie wouldn't commit suicide for nothing or nobody.
Well, Race, there you are.
I asked you the question. No offense, Rocco, but would you mind getting lost?
Me? I'm a stay. Unless Coral tell me to go.
Take five, Rocco. Go get yourself a beer.
For some reason, Rocco didn't like it, but he left. And then I told the girl about Mark Donovan.
Oh, yes, the cab driver. Well, I certainly do remember him. You see, Harrington got pretty mean that day. I think your friend saved me a mauling. Harrington was like that. Always wanted to wrestle.
And you had enough of that type.
I've had a hatful.
How about helping Donovan?
What can I do? I didn't even know Harrington was dead until you broke the news.
Who else could I talk to about Harrington?
Rocco Mentora. Rocco knew him pretty well, but Rocco never liked him. And Rocco doesn't like questions.
Who else?
Well, you could talk to Jean Harrington, Addie's wife.
Where would I find her at his club?
Jean? She never went near the place. You wouldn't be caught dead in it.
Don't sound so bitter. Doesn't go with those freckles on your nose.
Afraid I can't help it. Singing in a $1.95 layout like this when I could be in New York. And if it weren't for Harrington, I would be.
New York isn't very far from here. When do you have a night off?
Tomorrow. But if you...
Dinner with me? I'm the mental type. I don't start wrestling until very late in the evening.
All right, Race. Might be fun.
This thing was beginning to worry me. They brought Mark Donovan to trial. He might not fare so well. They'd bring out his liking for brawls. They'd dwell on a revenge motive. I had a friend with the district attorney's office, so I called him, only to find he'd gone on a vacation. But the call brought results. The office sent a visitor that evening, a deputy DA by the name of Manning.
You stirred up quite a fuss at the office this afternoon, Race. What's the gripe against the police department?
I thought I was talking to Carlson when I got on the phone. That's why it seemed as though I was popping off.
Oh, they said you seemed to think the Homicide Bureau is pulling a fast one. Oh, that's the nuts. There's nothing wrong with the department.
Nothing vicious, but a thickhead by the name of Kessel happens to be handling the Harrington case. Someone gave him a tip on Mark Donovan. He can't think of anything else.
Oh, yeah, I know Kessel. One-track mind. But what do you want us to do?
I called Carlson because I thought he might give me a break on information. I got nothing from Kessel but abuse.
Well, I'll do what I can to help. Right now, we don't know any more than was in the papers. But I'll keep in touch with you.
It was about an hour after he left that I got a call from Mark Donovan.
Race, I think I'm in trouble.
Where are you?
Michael's drugstore. You know, the one right around the corner.
What's the problem?
Oh, a couple of Joes at the fountain look like dicks. They give me the double O. Now, if I had you here to sort of create one of them devices...
I'll be right there, right away. Stay put.
You ain't going nowhere, Race. You're going to stay right here.
It was Rocco, the Jersey City piano player, standing just inside the doorway. There was fever in his eyes, and the way he drew on the cigarette plastered to his lower lip, and the way he gripped the automatic in his hand. He was feeling big and tough and in command of things. My guess would have been the stuff that dreams are made of, bad dreams. Some drug that made him about the deadliest item in the city at the moment. I spoke soothingly to him. Sit down, Rocco. We'll have something to drink.
Won't do you no good to try not to race. Because I'm pulling a stopper. Right now...
Listening to the adventures of Frank Race. We'll be back with more after this brief pause.
Sammy Dollar.
You've heard Edmund O'Brien, Gerald Moore, Mandel Kramer, and even Dick Powell as Johnny Dollar. Now, hear Bob Bailey in 10 action-packed and digitally remastered five-part serials.
The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the confidential matter.
Bailey is skeptical without being cynical and can deliver a sarcastic remark with more sincerity than most detectives deliver straight talk.
Do you mind if I sit down?
If you promise not to double up your fist.
I can explain that, Johnny.
With all night to think about it? Yeah, but you can. How about some breakfast?
He has little patience for liars and likes nothing better than fishing, a free hand with an expense account, and a few fabulous females.
I see this isn't going to be just a social chat.
No, I doubt if it could ever be just a social chat. Not with you. Now, you got too much impact for that.
A compliment?
That's a fact.
He's flirtatious, pragmatic, and sympathetic to a point.
If Ed were alive, you'd take him back? Help send him to prison like any other common criminal?
That's what he is, isn't he?
But he was your friend.
Oh, skip it. You wouldn't understand.
I might, if you'd let me try.
From the ranch to the waterfront, from the mountains of Mexico to a Swiss ski chalet, Chiefs don't stand a chance in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar Confidential. Save 50% off the original price and pay only $19.99 for this 10 CD, 50-episode collection today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code BOB77. This half-price offer won't last forever, so order Confidential today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code BOB77 to pay just $19.99.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
60 seconds of service.
T-shirts for veteran hurts. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grit Gear was founded by Rich and Sharon Gunther in their Ohio shed in 2017. With many years of silk screening experience, it was an obvious choice to start printing T-shirts focused on patriotic designs intermixed with faith products. Rich and Sharon started the business to contribute to those who have served their country. We give back to reputable veteran charities, Rich said. Usually every year, I pick a charity. This year, it's Wheelchairs for Warriors. Wheelchairs for Warriors provides custom wheelchairs to injured veterans and first responders. In 2018, the pair went on the road with their products. They traveled to Virginia, Kentucky, and all over Ohio to attend different shows and events.
Welcome back to The Adventures of Frank Race and an episode entitled The Sobbing Bodyguard on When Radio Was.
I was on the floor with a room full of gun smoke. DeRocco still at the door looking as though he'd just been elevated to a priesthood. But his bullets hadn't spilled me. I dropped a split second before he fired, and now I feigned limpness, reasoning he'd come over for a closer look. He did. And when he got near enough, I grabbed it! And now Rocco was down and out. It was probably going to be several minutes before he'd be capable of answering questions, and unfortunately, I couldn't hang around, not with Mark waiting for me. But at the drugstore, there was no sign of Mark. I slammed back to the apartment and found Rocco gone too, which left me floundering. So I called headquarters, and I learned that Mark Donovan had just been brought in and was being booked on suspicion of murder. Now I had two things to do. One was to see about freeing Mark. The other was to pay a visit to a woman I'd never met. Cool and sparkling, she reminded me of fine glass. It was hard to picture her as being married to a man like Addie Harrington. Then it occurred to me that I hadn't seen Addie Harrington at his best.
You're not a policeman, Mr. Ray.
How do you know?
You're too intelligent looking.
I can see I'm going to have to tread carefully with you.
Not unless you want to. I have a taste for big men who also happen to be good looking.
And you, a brand new widow.
Addie and I were divorced 6 months ago. It was a parting without tears.
And you don't know a thing about what just happened to him?
Not a thing, Ray.
Yet right away you go into an act for me. A man you've never seen before. Why?
I don't know what you mean.
Look, Duchess, you're much too smooth to start gushing within the first 15 minutes.
Unless you have a motive.
Oh, come now, Race. You underestimate yourself.
You wouldn't want to tell me if Harrington carried heavy insurance, would you?
I would if I could, mister. But Addie Harrington always kept his affairs very much to himself, which was one of the reasons we were never compatible.
Do you happen to know anything about his death?
Only what I read in the newspapers. I've been out of town, Race. I got back only a few hours ago.
Uh-huh. Well, is there anything you can tell me about a lad called Rocco Mentora?
I don't believe I've ever heard of him.
With a slight touch of hesitation, indicating that your answer would hardly stand up against the lie machine.
Race, for a man who isn't with the police, you're boringly inquisitive.
I'm sorry, Duchess, I have to be. In this case, it'll keep a friend of mine from being convicted of murder. Hello, Clemson.
Race, this is Johnny Ortega. Climb in, we'll give you a lift.
No, thanks. I need the exercise.
What'd I tell you, Johnny? Cagey guy. Never wants to say nothing. Yeah, Race, go on, look at me. It's all I've been bawling. Guy's got a right to bawl when a pal gets knocked off, ain't he? Well, ain't he?
I guess he has, Flip.
Addie Harrington was a good guy. An unhappy guy, too. The club going broke on him. There was no reason for to knock Addie off. Besides, it ain't good for a bodyguard's career to lose an employee. Who's this pal of yours that gunned him down, Race?
Hang up, Flip. You've got the wrong number.
You heard me. Who was he?
Sorry, Flip.
All right, you asked for it. Take him, Johnny.
Yeah.
Ortega had been standing alongside the car, and suddenly I found myself in the iron clutch of a hammer.
Now maybe he'll talk before Ortega breaks your arm. Put a little pressure on him, Johnny. Okay, give. Talker, Johnny. You'll twist that arm clear over your head. Give him another boost, Johnny.
When you're standing erect, there's an antidote for a hammerlock. But you have to get your feet clear of your man. Ortega, busy with his sadism, finally left himself open. So against his shin, I jammed a heavy heel. He let go of the hammerlock and sat down on the sidewalk to rock back and forth in agony. Flip Clemson stared in disbelief for a second, then stabbed at the car's glove compartment. But he dropped the gun, getting it out, and as he bent over, I jammed his head against the floorboard and got it myself.
You
just relax, Flip. Then we'll all be happier. Personally, I have no hard feelings at all. Because you've just given me the probable reason for Addie Harrington's death.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back to wrap up this Frank Race adventure right after this.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Stu McLaren, subscription services expert.
The membership experience is a training program where we help entrepreneurs add recurring revenue in their business through memberships. And this training program came from the fact that I owned a previous software company, and it went on to become the world's number one membership platform for WordPress. I was fortunate because I was behind the scenes helping literally tens of thousands of people launch and grow their memberships on this platform. When I sold my shares, we were powering over 70,000 online communities and memberships.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 800-930-5573. 5573.
And now the exciting conclusion of The Sobbing Bodyguard on When Radio Was.
I got Mark out on a writ of habeas corpus, but with an inquest coming up, we were in need of information. So I called Detective Lieutenant Kessel, and I told him what I'd like to know about Jean Harrington, whether she had a boyfriend or not. His reply mirrored his feeling for private investigators.
Look, you're a shamus. Find out for yourself.
And that was that. I felt fortunate I could go to Manning in the DA's office.
I guess we can find that out for you, Race. Anything else?
I'd like to know if Harrington carried a big insurance policy, but I'll check on that myself. On the anxious seat now, I phoned Manning the next afternoon.
No dice, Race. At least no boyfriend we can turn up.
Thanks anyway.
When'd you learn about the insurance?
That part gels, Manning. One of the terms of their divorce settlement stipulated that Harrington keep up a $100,000 policy with Jean Harrington as beneficiary.
Yeah? What do you make out of it?
Nothing I can prove yet, but I'm going to keep trying. It was the next night at dinner that Coral Kennedy told me she'd given up her Jersey City job and come to New York for good.
You see, with Harrington dead, I'm finally free.
Free?
Well, Addy had me under contract, and when I walked out on him, he wouldn't release me. That's why I was working under the phony name.
All of which might be an excellent motive for your having murdered Harrington.
Gosh, it could seem that way, couldn't it?
Except that he wasn't murdered.
What?
Well, at least that's my belief. I just wish I could prove it. There was plenty of reason for his suicide. Harrington was broke, been drinking heavily, and his club was deep in the red.
When did you find out all this?
Today. I've been in half the bars and nightclubs in town.
Well, who'd want to make it look like murder when it's a suicide?
Mrs. Harrington, they were divorced, and one of the terms of the settlement was that Harrington maintain $100,000 insurance with her as beneficiary.
Oh.
But suicide on the part of the insured always voids a policy.
Well, I've got some news, too, Race. I went by Harrington's nightclub today. It was closed, but I ran into Addie's man there, his Filipino houseboy. He told me that Addie'd been feeling morbid and depressed. He said Addie took an overdose of sleeping pills just a week ago, but got sick and snapped out of it.
My angel, where can I find that boy?
I've got his address right here. Oh, gosh, Rafe, I left it in my other purse. It's at the apartment.
I know of no better reason for you to take me home with you. Come on, baby.
You'd better wait in the hall, Rafe.
Nothing doing. I'll help you look.
Oh? And then?
And then I'll go and get some ice cream, and we'll have a real homey evening together.
Oh, you.
You ain't going nowhere. Neither one of you.
Rocco.
Yeah, Rocco. You've been talking too much, chicken. You've been talking too much to the wrong people.
Seems as though you and I went through this sort of thing once before, Rocco.
Yeah. But this
get
time...
Get going, Coral.
I admit...
I came out of it looking up at a clinically white ceiling. That and my sense of smell told me I was hospitalized. Swiveling the neck a little, I gazed into the opaque countenance of Detective Lieutenant Kessel.
Well, Race, how do you feel?
Like a ham on a hook. What goes with the arm?
It's strung up like that because you took a slug through the shoulder. And then, serious, you'll be out in a couple of days.
How'd they do all of this to me so quickly?
Get wise, Race. You've been here some time. This is now tomorrow afternoon.
Well, it's nothing like a good sleep. How about the girl?
You're speaking of this one, I suppose.
He pushed a newspaper at me with a photograph on the front page, Coral Kennedy's photograph. But beyond recognizing that, my eyes wouldn't function, so I asked Kessel to read the account.
I don't have to read it. I know it by heart. She was found this morning by some guys going to work in a galvanizing plant. What was left of her was found in a vat of molten zinc.
Kessel had said I'd be out of the hospital in a couple of days. It turned out to be wrong. I made it the next morning. But I left the place with about as much enthusiasm as a used car appraiser inspecting a Model T. At the curb, I found Mark Donovan waiting in his cab.
Climb in, Race. We've got things to do.
What are you so brisk about? This is the day of the Harrington inquest.
Yeah. I know. And the way things look, I will most likely be indicted. But I just turned up a little nugget of info that might change the whole picture. I have learned where that lad Rocco is holing up, and it happens to be at none other than the apartment of the late Mr. Harrington's former wife, Jean.
You're sure?
I am in dead earnest. What do you say we go get him?
All right, but not by ourselves. One, it wouldn't be good for you to become involved in a fight right now. Two, I personally haven't the strength to wiggle a mound of tripe.
Oh.
So we'll get Kessel. And to make sure he stays in line, we'll also take along Manning of the district attorney's office.
I hope this doesn't turn out to be a false alarm. I've got other things to do.
Don't worry, it ain't no false alarm.
Can we take your car, Manning? It's a sedan.
Sure, it's right here.
And what am I going to do with this Rocco? Even if I take him in, Race, it's only your word against his that he shot you. Hey, what's the matter, Manning? Can't you get your own car door open?
Ah, there it is. Okay, get in. We can at least go out and talk to this fellow.
Well, what a deputation.
I'm sure you don't mind if we come in.
Why?
I'll check right through the whole place right now, Richard.
Look, what goes on?
Do you happen to know a man called Rocco Mentora, Mrs. Harrington?
Rocco? Well, of course, he's my former...
Yeah, he's here all right, Race. I'll call. Whether from sleep or reefers, I wouldn't be prepared to say.
Mr. Mentora hasn't been feeling well. He came over here for a few hours to rest. It's all perfectly proper. I keep a housekeeper here and a maid,
You told me a few days ago you'd never heard of Mentora.
Just what are you trying to prove?
Yeah, that's a good point, Race. What are we trying to prove?
Well, first, that Addie Harrington wasn't murdered, but he committed suicide. But it was important to Mrs. Harrington that it looked like murder, so she could collect her husband's fat insurance. That's why her boyfriend murdered Coral Kennedy, because Coral knew too much.
Boyfriend? You mean this Mentora guy?
No. I mean you, Manning.
Manning? You're kidding, Race.
I'm not kidding. I didn't bring Manning into the case. He came in himself when he heard of my calling Carlson. It gave him a chance to be on top of everything all the way. And it was Manning who pushed Coral Kennedy into that vat of zinc.
He's gone off his rocker, Kessel. They let him out of the hospital too soon.
Oh, wait. How do you know, Race? How do you know? How do you know Manning pushed her into the vat?
He couldn't get his car open because of the condition of his keys. His keychain must have been dangling when he handled Coral Kennedy's body, so that the keys went into the galvanizing solution. That's why he had trouble opening his car. Take a look at the keys, Kessel. The evidence is all over them.
Don't go for that gun, Manning. Ain't smart.
I figured you'd be handy when I asked you to come along, Kessel. You're always so doggone truculent.
From October 9th, 1949, the character Kessel was indeed played by Gerald Moore, of course best known on radio for playing Private Eye, Philip Marlowe. But do you recall the recurring character that he played on the comedy series, Our Miss Brooks? I'll share that with you and wrap up when radio was right after this.
The claim we hold is as good as gold, the man's a
in the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He caressed
head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other songs of the Wild West. Just go to musicrewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean, son of a gun.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
And now, Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Keeker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about actor Gerald Moore. We heard him in a supporting role on The Adventures of Frank Race. And, of course, he also played Philip Marlowe on radio. Well, he was also periodically heard on Our Miss Brooks as Madison High School French teacher Jacques Monet. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you adieu.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.